జయం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరిభ్రాజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తర శత శ్రీ శ్రీమాన్ అభయచరణారవింద భక్తివేదాంత గోస్వామి మహర్షిల ప్రభుపాదకి జయం నితిలీలా ప్రవిష్ట విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరిభ్రాజకాచార్య అష్టోత్తర శత శ్రీ శ్రీమాన్ భక్త సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి మహర్షిల ప్రభుపాదకి అనందుగోడి వైష్ణవ బృందకి నామాచార్య శ్రీ హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ కి ప్రేమ సహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌరి భక్త బృందకి శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోప గోవినాథ శ్యామకుండ రాధాగుండగిరి గోవర్ధానికి బృందావన ధామికి మాయపూర్ ధామికి మధురపురి ధామికి జగన్నాథ్పురి ధామికి ద్వారకాపురి ధామికి గంగమాయికి యమునమాయికి తులసిదేవికి భక్తిదేవికి సామవేద భక్త బృందకి ఓర్ ప్రేమనంది. All glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to Shishi Guru and Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. నమో విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రసాయ భూదలేశ్వరి భక్తివేదాంత స్వామిని నామిని నమస్తే సరస్వదేవిం గౌరవాణి ప్రజారిణి నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశధారిణి. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
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 అజ్ఞానదివిరాందస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయా చక్షురుణ్మిలితాం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితాం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపకతా మహ్యం దదాతి సుపదాందియం. వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుతా పదకమలం శ్రీగురుం వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతం సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపదాం సహగణ లలితాం శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ. ఓం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రసాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతి భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినిది నామిని నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవిం గౌరవాణి ప్రజారిణి నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశధారిణి. విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రసాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతి భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి నామిని వర్షభానవి దేవీ దైదాయ కృపాబ్ధయే కృష్ణ సంబంధ విజ్ఞానం దాయినే ప్రభవే నమః. మాధుర్యోజ్జ్వల ప్రేమాద్యా శ్రీ రూపానుగ భక్తిదా శ్రీ గౌరగరుణా శక్తి విగ్రహాయ నమోస్తుతే. నమస్తే గౌరవాణి శ్రీమూర్తయే దీనధారిణి రూపానుగ విరుద్ధావ సిద్ధాంతధ్వందహారిణి. నమో గౌరకిశోరాయ సాక్షాద్ వైరాగ్యమూర్తయే విప్రలంబర సాంభోదే పదాంబుజాయనే నమః. నమో భక్తి వినోదాయ సచ్చిదానందనామిని గౌరశక్తి స్వరూపాయ రూపనోగవరాయనే. గౌరావిర్భవభూమేస్తుం నిర్దేష్టా సజ్జన ప్రియ వైష్ణవ సార్వభౌమ శ్రీ జగన్నాథాయనే నమః. వాంచకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. నమో మహావదన్యాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయదే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామ్నే గౌరత్వశే నమః. భజనత్వాల్పగం కృష్ణం భక్తరూపస్వరూపగం భక్తావతారం భక్తాఖ్యం నమామి భక్తశాక్తియం. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగల్పదే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. జయదాం సురదో భాంగో మమ మందమదీర్గది మత్సర్వస్వదాం భోజౌ రాధా మదన మోహనౌ. దివ్యవృందారణ్యకల్పద్రుమాద శ్రీమన్నగర సింహాసనస్థౌ రాధాశీల గోవిందదేవౌ ప్రేష్టాలిభి సేవ్యమానౌ స్మరామి. శ్రీమన్నాసన సారంభి వంశీవటతటస్థిత కృషన్ వేణుస్వనే గోపైర్గోపినాథ శ్రీయస్తున సప్తగాంజన గౌరంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుదే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే. శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త బృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే. അർത്ഥായ പ്രതിബോധിതാം ഭഗവതാം നാരായണേന സ്വയം വ്യാസേന ഗ്രഥിതാം പുരാണമുനിനാം മധ്യേ മഹാഭാരതം അദ്വൈതാമൃതവർഷിണീ ഭഗവതീം അഷ്ടാദശാധ്യായിനീം അമ്പത്വാമനുസന്ധാമി ഭഗവത്ഗീതേ ഭവദ്വേഷിണീം നമോസ്തുതേ വ്യാസവിശാലബുദ്ധി കുലാരവിന്ദായതപത്രനേത്ര യേന ത്വയാ ഭാരതതൈലപൂർണ പ്രജ്വാലിതോ ജ്ഞാനമയ പ്രദീപം പ്രപന്നമാരിജാതായ തോത്രവേ ത്രൈകവാണയേ ജ്ഞാനമുദ്രായ കൃഷ്ണായ ഗീതാമൃതദുഹേ നമ ഗോപാലനന്ദന പാർത്ഥോവത്സുദീർഭോക്താ ദുഃഖം ഗീതാമൃതം മഹത് വസുദേവസുതം ദേവം കംസച്ചാണൂരമർദനം ദേവകീ പരമാനന്ദം കൃഷ്ണം വന്ദേ ജഗദ്ഗുരും ഭീഷ്മദ്രോണദടാജയദ്രഥജല ഗാന്ധാര നീലോൽപല ശല്യഗ്രാഹവനി കൃപേണ വഹനീ കർണേന വേലാകുല അശ്വത്ഥാമാ വികർണ ഘോരമകരാ ദുര്യോധനാവർത്തിനി സുതീർണ ഖലു പാണ്ഡവൈരണനദീ കൈവർത്തക കേശവാം പാരാശര്യവജ സരോജമലം ഗീതാർത്ഥഗന്ധോൽക്കടം നാനാഖ്യാനകേസരം ഹരികഥ സംബോധനാഭോദിതം ലോകൈ സജ്ജന ഷൽപദൈരഹര പ്രവീയമാനം മുത ഭൂയാത് ഭാരത പങ്കജ കലിമല പ്രധ്വംസിന ശ്രേയസേ ഊകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃവാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം യം ബ്രഹ്മാ വരുണീന്ദ്ര രുദ്രമരുദസ്വൻ വന്ദി ദിവേ സ്തവൈർ വേദൈ സാംഗപദൈർ ക്രമ ഉപനിഷദൈർ ഗായന്തിയം സമഗാഹ ധ്യാനാമസ്ഥിതഗതേന മനസാ പശ്യന്തിയം യോഗിനോ യസ്യാന്തം ന വിദുസുരാസുരഗണൈ ദേവായ തസ്മൈ നമഃ. So as we spoke from the end of first canto last Sunday, Parikshit Maharaj asked some questions to Shuka Brahmarshi, saying to him that, addressing him as Yoginam Paramam Gurum. If you look into the last 37th verse in the last chapter, 19th chapter, Ada Prashami Samsiddhim Yoginam Paramam Gurum Purushasya Hayal Karyam Riyamanasya Sarvatha. Consider that he is Yoginam Paramam Guru. Even among the yogis, he is their guru, he is their teacher. യത് ശ്രോതവ്യം അധോ ജപ്യം യൽ കർത്തവ്യം നൃഭി പ്രഭോ സ്മർത്തവ്യം ഭജനീയം വ ബ്രൂഹി യദ്വാ വിപര്യയം. വാട്ട് ഷുഡ് വൺ ഹിയർ? വാട്ട് ഷുഡ് ഹി ചാൻഡ്? വാട്ട് ഈസ് ഹിസ് ഡ്യൂട്ടി? വാട്ട് ഷുഡ് ഹി റിമെമ്പർ? ആൻഡ് അതർവേ ആൾസോ വാട്ട് ഹി ഷുഡ് നോട്ട് റിമെമ്പർ, വാട്ട് ഹി ഷുഡ് നോട്ട് ചാൻഡ്, ബോധ് അന്വയ വ്യതിരേകാഭ്യം, ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് വാട്ട് ഈസ് മെൻഷൻ ദർ. ബ്രൂഹി യദ്വാ വിപര്യയം, ബോധ് ദീസ് തിങ്സ് പരീക്ഷിത ആസ്റ്റിം. നൂനം ഭഗവതോ ബ്രഹ്മൻ ഗൃഹേഷു ഗൃഹമേധിനാം ന ലക്ഷ്യതേ അവസ്ഥാനം അഭിഗോദോഹനം ക്വചിൽ. ദാറ്റ് ഗൃഹേഷു ഗൃഹമേധിനാം ന ലക്ഷ്യതേ, ദാറ്റ് പരീക്ഷിത് മഹാരാജ് സെയിങ് ദാറ്റ് യു ആർ ഓൾ നോയിങ് പേഴ്സൺ ആൻഡ് യു ഡു നോട്ട് സ്റ്റേ എനിവെയർ മോർ ദാൻ എ ടൈം റിക്വയർഡ് ടു മിൽക്ക് എ കൗ. ദാറ്റ് മീൻസ് സച്ച് എ വെരി ഷോർട്ട് പീരിയഡ് ഓഫ് ടൈം. But those who are absorbed in the family life, home life, griheshu grihamedhinam, for them what choice have they got unless they get association from you, people like yourself? Saying like that, it is at that time that pratyubhasha dharmanyo bhagavan badarayani, Shuka Brahmarshi started replying that from where Bhagavatam begins actually. So Shridharajani Swamiji says there, Didiyadu Dashadhyayam, Didiyaskandaha, Didiyadu Dashadhyayam Shri Bhagavadam Adida, Uddesha Lakshanoktibhyam, Samkshepan Opavarnyate. There are 10 chapters in the second canto, and a summary of Srivad Bhagavadam is in the second canto. And the purpose of this canto is Vastu Nardesham. Vastu Nardesham means to defining that object, what one is aspiring after. And tatradu prathame adhyaye kirtana shravanadibhi stavishte bhagavad rupe manaso dharanochyude. He says here, Shridhar Swami says here, in this first chapter, through shravanam and kirtanam, hearing and glorifying Krishna, that how to focus on the gross form of Krishna, on the gross form of Krishna, and how to absorb the mind in that. How to absorb the mind in that. These chapters in the second canto are difficult. This first chapter, second chapter, many chapters in the second canto, you'll find a little difficult to comprehend. Because most of these things are from the Vedam, it is taken. From the, it has come from the Vedam directly. And because of our inaccessibility to Vedam, the way it has been spoken also is quite complex. However, we'll keep it as simple as possible. I'll just read through the two chapters and then we'll give a summary of that. Pradhamodhyayaka Shri Shuka Uvacham Variyaneshade Prasnam Krudo Lokahidam Nrava Atmavil Sammadapum Sam Shrodavyadishuyapara Shrodavyadini Rajendra Dranam Sandhisahasrasha Apashyadam Alpadatvam Griheshu Grihamethinam Nidrayakriyade Naktam Vivayena Chavavaya Divacharte Hayarajan Kudumbavaranenava Dehapati Kalatradi Shatma Saini Shasal Swabi Tesham Pramato Nidhanam Pashyanna Binavashyadi Tasmal Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Haririshwara Shrodavya Kirtidavyascha Smartavyascha Chadabhayam Eda Van Sanghe Yogabhyam Sadharma Varinishtaya Janmalapha Varapumso Ande Narayana Smriti Prayana Muneyo Rajan Nivurta Vidishe Edada Nargunyastha Aravandesma Guna Anukathane Hare Idam Bhagavatam Namam Purana Brahma Samhitam Adhidavan Dwavarado Pitru Dwaibayana Adaham Paridishto Vinargunya Muttama Shloka Leelaya Grihita Cheta Rajarshe Akhyanam Yathadhithavan Tadaham Devidasyami Mahabhavirishiko Bhavan Yasya Shraddha Dhamashu Syan Mukunde Madhisati Eder Nurvidyamanam, Ichanam Agudobhayam, Yoginam Runner Nidam, Hair Namanagurthanam, Kimbramatisam, who we parochin high in Aha, where a Mohurtamism, Kade the Shreya Sayeta Katuango Namaraja Shirkya to Eta Mihayusha, Mohurtal Saromil Srejagadawa and Abhayam Hadim, Tava Pedra Hiko Review Saptaham Jividavati, Wagal Pedal Sarum, Tavadil Sambaraigam, and the Gali the Purisham Agadega the Sadhusa, Chindia, the Sanga Shastrenas Puham, the Henu Yachadam. Grihal Pravrajido Dira Punizala Plada Shijo Vivikamasino Vidual Kalpidasani Abhyasin Manasashutam Trubul Brahmaksharam Param Manuya Chenjida Shwaso Brahma Vijamavis Marin Niya Chetushaya Byakshan Manasa Buddhisaradi Manakarma Birachiptam Shuparti Dare Dhya Tatra Gavayam Jaya Vichinya Jedasa Manunurvishayam Yungtua Tadakijanamas Maril Param Dal Padan Dal Paramam Mishor Manoyatra Prasidadi Rajasamo Bhya Matshiptam Vimutamanamal Param Echetharanaya Dhiro Handiyatal Malam. Yes, I am some Tediamanayam, Yogino Bakti Lakshana, Ashusambadi, Yoga, Ashrayam, Badrami, Shada, Shri Rajovaja. Yadasam Tari, Brahman, Dharanaya, Trasamadam, Yadashiva, Hareda, Shupurush, Semanomadam, Shri Shogovaja. Jidasano, the Shasu, the Sangojindrias, Tule, Bogorube, Manasantare, Diam. Visheshas, the Sede, Hoyam, Stavishas, Chastavi, Yasamiatredam, Drishade, Vishambudam, Babio Hochasel. And the Gosheshari, Resmin, Saptavana, Samude, Vairaja, Brishoyoso, Bhagavan, Dharana, Shrayam. Padalame the Siva the Mulam Pandi Prashni Prashni Prabadi Rasadalam Mahadalam Mrs. Joda Gulbhout Alkadal Taladalam by Prusha Sajangi Dwe Janini Sadalam Mishamote Uddwayam Midalam Jadalam Ja Mahidalam the Janganam Mahibade Nafastalan Abisaro Ganandi Urustalam Jodin and Igamasya Griva Maharvadanam by Janosya Tabore Radim Midradibamsa Satyam the Shirshnani Sahasra Shirshna Indradio Bahama Hurusram Karno Disha Shrotramamusha Shabda Nasatya Dastro Paramasyanase Krano Segandoma Hagmiridha Dau Rakshani Jakshurabul Padanga Pashmani Vishnu Rahani Upeja Tad Bru Vijramba Parameshadishna Abu Siralu Resame Vajihua Chandam Sanandasishiro Granandi Damstraimas Nehagala Dujani Haso Janun Unmadagari Jamaya Duranda Sargoya the Banga Moksha Pri Daughter of Stodramivalo Botharmastano Thermavados Prishtam Kastasya Metram Vishnoja Mitro Kuchisamudro Grayosti Sangha Nadyosan Adhyuta Nuruhani Mahiruha Vishanur Nrabendra and the Vireshusam Madhirishwar Gedurvaya Karma Guna Pravaha Isha Segation Midurambu Ahan Vasasu Sandhyam Guruvaya Bhumna Avyaktama Hurdayam Manascha Sajandra Sarva Vigara Gosha Vijnana Shakti Mahimamanandi Sarvalpanondakaranam Giritram Ashwatari Ushtagajanakhani Sarvemaga Pashavashroni Deshe
వయాంసి సద్వాగరణం విచిత్రం మనోమనీషా మనిజో నివాస గంధర్వ విద్యాధరచరణ అప్సరం సరస్సు సరస్మృతి అసురానీక వీర్య బ్రహ్మానం క్షత్రమయో మహాల్ప విడూర రంగీశ్వర కృష్ణవర్ణం నానాభిధామీ జగుణో గణోపన్నో ద్రవ్యాత్మకర్మ విధాన యోగ యానసావీశ్వర విగ్రహస్య సన్నివేశకలిధోమయా తే సంధారితే స్మృషిస్తవిష్టే మనస్వబుద్ధ్యామయోస్తి కించిల్ సర్వదీయుత్యనిభూతసర్వం ఆత్మా యథా స్వప్ననేక్షితేక తం సత్యమానందనిధిం భజేత నాన్యత్ర సజ్జేద్యత ఆత్మవాద. శ్రీమద్భాగవతే మహాపురాణే ద్వితీయస్కందే పారమహంస్యాం సంహితాయాం ద్వితీయస్కందే మహాపురుష సంస్థానువర్ణనే ప్రథమోధ్యాయః సర్వత్ర గోవిందనామ సంకీర్తనం గోవింద గోవింద. సెకండ్ చాప్టర్ ద్వితీయేదు తస్థూలం ధారణోదోచితం మనః సర్వసాక్షిణి సర్వేషై విష్ణో ధైర్యామిదీర్యతే. సో ఫస్ట్ చాప్టర్ ఈస్ అబౌట్ స్థూలధారణ, విల్ డిస్కస్ దాట్ లేటర్. స్థూలధారణ అండ్ ద సెకండ్ చాప్టర్ ఈస్ ద సూక్ష్మధారణ. So, sthuladharana gets the mind under control and that leads to us to the andaryami inside. Krishna inside as the andaryami, and in order to lead us to that, this second chapter, which is the sushma dharana. Sthula means gross, sushma means subtle. So, the gross control of the mind through the, in this chapter, first chapter, what is spoken there, and that form in eventually leads to the andaryami inside, or the sushma dharana. He says here, drishya alambana rupaiva mukta vairaja dharana ihochyadedu tal sadhyam sarvand andaryami dharana. He says that in the first chapter, it's viral sarupa. Viral sarupa means the universal form of Krishna, and dharana based on that. Dharana means absorption in that. That's the first chapter. And through that, where one has to get to at the end, the sushma upasana, or the subtle form of worship of the Supreme Person as Andaryami, from the gross form coming to the subtle form. That is the second chapter. We'll read that. Shri Shukha Vaja evam puradharnayal mayoni rakhnashtasmanim pratyaviridhya dushtal tatha sasar jedam amokadrashti radha peyal pragvyavasaya buddhi. శబ్దస్య హి భ్రమణమేష బంధ ఎన్నామనిర్ధ్యాయది నీరవార్థై పరిభ్రమం సత్రనవిందదర్థన్ మాయామయే వాసనయాశయాన అధ కవిర్నామసీయావదర్థం స్యాదప్రమత్వ వ్యవసాయ బుద్ధి సిద్ధేన్యథార్థే నయతే తత్రం పరిశ్రమం తత్ర సమీక్షమాణాం సత్యాంశితౌకిం కశివో ప్రయాసేర్ బాహోస్వసిద్ధి ఉపవర్హణైక్యం సత్యంజలోక్యం బురుధాన్నపాత్రం వల్కలాదో సదికిం దుగువిలై చీరాణికిం పది నసందిశం దిశంది భిక్షం నైవాంగ్రిమా పరవృత సరిదోపి శుష్యన్ విరుద్ధా గుహ కిమిచిదో ఉదయనోపసనన్ కస్మాల్ భజంతి కవయో ధన దుర్మధాన్ థాన్ ఏవం సుజితే సుతమేవ సిద్ధం ఆత్మా ప్రియర్థో భగవాన్ అనంద తం నిర్వృతో నేదార్థోపజేత సంసార హేతు పరమశ్చయత్ర కస్తు అంతునాదృత్య పరాన్ చిందాం హృదయ పశూన సతీం నమయుంజ్యాల్ నామయుంజ్యాల్ పశ్యన్ జనం పతితం వైదరణ్యం సుకర్మజన్ పరితాపాన్ జుషాణం కేజిల్ సుదేహాంత హృదయావకాశే ప్రాదేశమాత్రం పురుషం వసంతం చతుర్భుజం కుంజరదాంగశంఖం గదాధరం ధారణయా స్మరంది ప్రసన్నవక్త్రం నళినాయదేక్షణం కదంబ గింజల్కం శంఖవాససంలసన్ మహారత్నగిరన్మయాంగదం స్ఫురన్ మహారత్నగిరీటకుండలం ఉన్నిద్రహల్ పంకజకర్ణికాళే యోగేశ్వరాస్థాపిత పాదవల్లవం శ్రీలక్ష్మణం కౌస్తుభరత్నగంధరం అమ్లానలక్ష్మ్యావనమాలయాచితం విభూషితం మేఖలయాంగులీయకైర్ మహాదనైర్నూపురకంకణాద్వీ స్నిగ్ధామలాకుజనీలకుందలైర్ విరోచమానాననహాసమేశలం అదీనలీలాహసేక్షణోల్లసం భూభంగసంచూచితపూజ్యనిగ్రహం ఈశ్వరచిందామయమైన ఈశ్వరం యావన్మనో ధారణయావతిష్టతే ఏకైకశోంగానిధియానుభావై పాదాదియావద్ధసం గదాభృతజిదం జిదం స్థానమపాహ్యధారయై పరంపరం శుద్ధ్యతిదీర్యథాయథా యావన్న జాయేద పరావరేస్మిన్ విశ్వేశ్వరే ద్రష్టరి భక్తియోగం తావల్సవీయ పురుషస్య రూపం క్రియావసానే ప్రయదస్మరేన స్థిరం సుఖం చాసనమాశ్రుతో యదాజిహా శ్రీమ మంగళోగం కాళేజ దేశేజ మనూన సజ్జయ ప్రాణం యచ్చేన్మనసా జిదాసో మనసుబుద్ధ్యామలయా నియమ్యం క్షేత్రజ్ఞమేదాం నినయత్తమాత్మని ఆత్మానమాత్మన్యవిరుధ్య ధీరో లబ్ధోపశాంతరివరమేద కృత్యా నయత్ర కాలో నిమిషాం పరప్రభు కథో నుదేవాచకదాయమీశ్వరే నయత్ర సత్వం నరజస్తమశ్చ నవై వికారో మహాన్ ప్రధానం పరంపదం వైష్ణవామనందితం దన్నేది నేదీత్యదుద్దు శుశ్రక్షవ విసృజితౌరాత్మ్యమనన్య సౌహృదం ఉద్భవగుహ్యార్హపదం పదే పదే ఇత్థం మునిస్తు పరమేద్వ్యవస్థితో విజ్ఞాన దృగ్వీర సురంధిదాశయా సుభాషణ బీటకుదంతతో నిలం స్థానేషు సల్సూన్నమయే చిదక్లమా നാഭ്യാം സ്ഥിതം ഹൃദയ തിരോപ്യതസ്മ ഉദാനഗത്യോരെ സ്ഥിതം നയൻ മുനി തദോനുസന്ധാരിയാ മനസി സ്വതാലുമൂലം ക്ഷണകേർന്നയേത തസ്മാത്ഭൂരന്തരമുന്നയേത നിരുദ്ധ സപ്തായതനൂനപേക്ഷാസ്തിത്വ മുഹൂർത്താർത്ഥമകുണ്ട ദൃഷ്ടി നിർഭിദ്യ മൂർധൻ വിസൃജയൻ പരം ഗത യതി പ്രയസ്യൻ പ്രയാസ്യൻ നൃപപാരമേഷ്ടൻ മഹായസാനാമുദയദ്വിഹാരം അഷ്ടാധിപത്യം ഗുണസന്നിവായേ സഹൈവ ഗച്ഛേൻ മനസേന്ദ്രിയൈശ്ച യോഗേശ്വരാണാം ഗതിമാഹുരന്ത ബ്രഹിസ്ത്രീലോകാഭവനാന്തരാത്മനാം വൈശ്വാനരം യാന്തി വിഹായ സാഗതാ സുഷുമ്നയാ ബ്രഹ്മവദേന ശോയിഷാ വിദ്യുതൽക്കോദ ഹരേരുദസ്താൽ പ്രയാതി ചക്രം നവ ശൈശുമാരം തദ്വിശ്വനാഭിന്ദുതിവർത്തി വിഷ്ണു അനീയസാദ്വീ വിരജയാത്മനേക നമസ്കൃതം ബ്രഹ്മയിതാമുപൈതി കൽപ്പായശോയ്യുപതാരമന്ദേ അധോ അനന്തസി മുഖാനലേനന്ദഹ്യമാനം സന്ദീക്ഷ വിശ്വം നിര്യാതി സിദ്ധേശ്വരജുഷ്ടതിഷ്ണിം യദ്വൈ പരാർദ്ധ്യം തതു പരമേഷ്ടം നയത്ര ശോകോ നജരാതു മൃത്യോർ ആർത്തിർന്നജോദ്വേഗകൃതേ കുതശ്ചിൽ യച്ചിത്തതോ നൃവയാനിതം വിതാം ദുരന്തദുഃഖ പ്രഭാനുദർശനാൽ തദോ വിശേഷം പ്രതിപദ്യ നിർഭയം സ്തേനാത്മനാപോ അനലമൂത്തിരത്വരൻ ജ്യോതിർമയോ വായുപേത്യകാലേ വായുവാത്മനാകം ബൃഹദാത്മലിംഗം ഘ്രാണീനഗന്ധം രസേന വൈരസം രൂപം ദൃഷ്ട്യാ ശ്വസനം ത്വജൈവ ശ്രോത്രേണ ചോപേത്യ നഭോ ഗുണത്വം പ്രാണിന ചാകുതി ഉപേതി യോഗി സബൂത സൂക്ഷ്മേന്ദ്രിയ സന്നികർഷം മനോമയം ദേവമയം വികാര്യം സംസാദ്യഗത്യ സഹതേന യാതി വിജ്ഞാനനൃത്തും ഗുണസന്നിരോധം തേനാത്മനാത്മാനു ഉപേതി ശാന്തം ആനന്ദം ആനന്ദമയോ അവസാനേ ഏതാം ഗതിം ഭാഗവതീം ഗതോയ സവൈ പുനർനേഹം ഷജ്ജതേങ്ക ഏതേ ശ്രുതാതേ നൃപവേദഗീതേ ത്വയാഭിപൃഷ്ടേഹ സനാതനേജ യോ യേ വൈ പുരാബ്രഹ്മണ മഹാപൃഷ്ട ആരാധിതോ ഭഗവാൻ വാസുദേവ നഹ്യതോന്യ ശിവ പന്ഥ വിശദ സംസൃതാവിഹ വാസുദേവേ ഭഗവതി ഭക്തിയോഗോ യതോ ഭവേൽ ഭഗവാൻ ബ്രഹ്മകാർഷ്ണേന ത്രിവരന്യീക്ഷമനീഷയ തദ്ധ്യവത്സരിൽ കൂടസ്ഥോ രതിരാത്മാമയതോ ഭവേൽ ഭഗവാൻ സർവോദേഷു ലക്ഷിത സ്വാത്മന ഹരി ദൃശ്യർ ബുദ്ധ്യാദിപ്രദൃഷ്ടാലക്ഷണൈരനുവാപകൈ തസ്മാൽ സർവാത്മനരാജൻ ഹരി സർവത്ര സർവദാ ശ്രോതവ്യകൃതിതവശ്ച സ്മർത്തവ്യോ ഭഗവാൻ നൃണാം പിബന്തിയേ ഭഗവതമാത്മന സദാം കഥാമൃതം ശ്രവണപുടേഷു സംപ്രദം പുനന്തിതേ വിഷയ വിഷൂഷിതാശയം വ്രജന്തി തച്ഛരണ സരോരുഹാന്തികം ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ ദ്വിതീയ സ്കന്ദേ പുരുഷ സംസ്ഥ വർണ്ണനം നാമ ദ്വിതീയോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ സോ ദീസ് ടു ചാപ്റ്റേഴ്സ് സുദേവ് ഗോസ്വാമി ബിഗിൻസ് ദി ബിഗിൻസ് ദി ഇൻസ്ട്രക്ഷൻസ് ടു പരീക്ഷിത് മഹാരാജ് ആൻഡ് ഇറ്റ്സ് ഓൾസോ വെരി വെരി ഇമ്പോർട്ടൻറ്റ് ചാപ്റ്റർ This first chapter particularly, a lot of things to think about in this chapter. But what we can do is we'll go through a little bit here and there, because a lot of things we have spoken the first time also in the when we spoke Bhagavatam. So you have to keep them in your background. So Shuka Brahma Rishi, when he heard this question in the last canto, last chapter where he asked those questions, Ashoka Brahmarshi first congratulated Parikshit for asking that question. My dear king, your question is wonderful. He said, because this applies to everybody, not only for you, for the whole world, for the rest of the world. Question was, what should I do to win over death? This was the question. What should I do to win over the death? Because we also have to know that. As much as Parikshit had to know, we also had to know that. But we don't think about it so much. How to win over the death, isn't it? Because there, Krishna has spoken this a little bit more in a simplified way to Uddhava about this later. When they take the animals to the slaughterhouse, all sorts of animals, whether goats or cows, whatever they are slaughtering there, all of them, particularly goats, even when they are being dragged into the slaughterhouse while going, if they see some grass somewhere, they want to eat that grass. Whatever, if we can get anything. So, although they are taking them for slaughter, the goat is not aware of that. Shuka Brahma Rishi is saying to us, are you any different than that? We are all ready to be slaughtered one day, sooner or later. It's a question of time, isn't it? And we know very well that we are going from here. We are not going to be here. And the same mistake what the goats are have got, the same problem we also have. We are also not serious about it. We also don't care. So, and not only that, we don't have the time to think about it. We just don't have the time to think about it. And we are thinking, oh, we got trapped into this. What can we do? This is our attitude. But Shobhramarshi is saying that to Parikshit, that everybody should understand this, that there is a way of escaping from death, and only those who have the understanding or the desire to know that, only there is point in talking to them. Otherwise, there is no point saying to anybody about it. It does not have any effect. Most of the people have taken for granted that nothing can be done. We just have to die and go. So, in order that that situation doesn't happen, he is saying here that unnecessarily attached excessively to home, family and all other possessions in this world, Shukha Brahmarshi gave a name there, Grihamedhi. That's what he calls them, Grihamedhi. Grihamedhi means, the exact meaning of that word is one who is always excessively attached to his home, wife, children, possessions and everything. So, in other words, all energy what he has got, only it is used for developing the home, developing family life in that way. Leave that behind anyway. The other group, those who wants to win over the death, the Shukha Brahmarshi is saying, there is not much to understand. Only a very little thing, he says. That Shukha Brahmarshi, the way he is saying here, it will appear as though it's such a simple thing to win over the death. In such a simple way he has put it there. What is that? You may think, is it so simple? Edavan Sangha Yogabhyam Sodharma Varinishtaya Janmalabha Varapum So Andhye Narayana Smriti Sangyam Yogam Jnana Yogam Ashtanga Yogam Sangyam. All these things are for winning over the death. How to get out of this cycle of birth and death. That's the purpose of all the yoga processes. Sangyam, Jnanam, Sangha Yogam is Jnana Yogam and Ashtanga Yoga. Edavan Sangha Yogabhyam. He says here, what is the essence of all those things? What is intended from all these, the goal of all these different yoga processes? That's what he is asking here. So, only one thing he says, ultimately, Andhye Narayana Smriti, how to remember Krishna at the end. So, while leaving this body, if we can leave this body, remembering Krishna, in that case, you don't have to take birth again. But, others saying that is not good enough. It has to happen inside us. Somebody says to us, oh, he has gone back, everybody is going back there. That won't happen. But we don't know what happens at that time, the time of death, what happens inside us, isn't it? So, in the Bhagavad Gita, if you look, this Narayana Smriti is mentioned as Omkara Smriti, because that's where in that chapter it comes. When you study the Akshara Brahmam, 8th chapter, that's where this Narayana Smriti comes. There it is, Omkara Smriti, Brahmam. In other words, there he is saying there, Krishna says there, in that, Andhakaleja Mameva Smarantyaktva Kalebharam Yaprayadi Samalbhavam Yadi Nastyatra Samshayam. He puts it like that, in there, in the Bhagavad Gita. Here, Shukha Brahmarshi says, Janmalabha Parapumsam Andhye Narayana Smriti Edavan Sangha Yogabhyam Sodharma Varinishtaya Janmalabha Parapumsam Andhye Narayana Smriti. So, what is that difference between what's spoken in the Bhagavad Gita and what is spoken here? Said, at the time, in principle, it is one and the same thing. There, it is referring to Om, Omkaram. And here, it is put it as Narayana Smriti. So, somehow or the other, the time of death, while leaving the body, if we can remember Krishna inside and leave this body. Then people will say, if that's the case, up to that time I can enjoy my life. All you have to do is at the time of death you have to do it. And the time has not come yet, as we all say like that. But that is not going to happen. That's not going to happen. If we want to remember Krishna at the time of death, we have to practice it before. Otherwise it's not going to happen. And it has to become a habit. So for that, what is required? That is what he's saying here. Hearing about Krishna, glorifying Krishna and remembering Krishna. Hearing about Krishna, glorifying Krishna and remembering Krishna. And in other words, hearing the pastimes and singing, glorifying the pastimes and chanting the holy name and absorption in Krishna. All this is. If it is practiced like that lifelong, then Ande Narayana Smriti will happen and such a person don't have to take again another birth. So, if it is like that, then somebody says that Parikshit Maharaj, now at the last minute, he has 6 or 7 days time left. So, people say that, I have heard Srimad Bhagavatam from beginning to end once. And you have, I have understood everything what has been spoken there in the Bhagavatam. And only for the sake of escaping from death, Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken. Yes, it is true. But then Parikshit died on the 7th day, did he not? He left his body. So what did he get the benefit? He also died at the day 7th. 7th day, he also died, isn't it? That because we have not understood that. What it is that he has been benefited because we have not thought about it. What it is that when you hear Srimad Bhagavatam very seriously for a long period of time, what will happen is the person who is dying is not me. That understanding will come. That is how you escape from the death. If you hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and continuously in depth, Bhagavatam, one day you will realize that after a long period of time, you will realize one day the person who is going to die is not me. It is the body, not me. I am separate from that body. And only if I am going to die, I have to be in distress. Isn't it? I will feel distress if I know that I am going to die. Every one of us, isn't it? It is like that. You can see how as you get closer to death, and then when you are seriously ill, and then the effect of that illness in you, how it works, that anxiety builds up. Where am I going? Actually, that anxiety has no meaning because we have misunderstood. That is the problem. That this is the benefit of Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam, Parikshit Maharaj left his body. No question about that. But what happened to Parikshit? Parikshit realized that he doesn't die. That is what he said at the end, is it not? Aham Brahma Param Dhamam Brahma Aham Paramam Padam Evam Samikshan Almanam Atmanyadhaya Nishkale. That realization is telling him that death is not for me. It's a body, Tashaka can have it. What do I have to do with it? He said, so you can see this. Only if I am dying, I feel distressed. If I am dying, I feel distressed. But you can see that in the life also. If somebody else is dying, I'm not feeling bad. He's dead, what can I do? He's dead and gone. But suppose if it's some close relative dying, say for example, husband or wife or even children, father, mother, they die. For a few days you will show some distress and you will wear some black clothes and give a feeling that you are very much in distress and mourning and all that. After that everything gone. Where is the distress? After a week, 10 days, month, gone. Changed. Everything gone. Isn't it? And so therefore you can see only when you feel that you are going to die, only then there is distress. Somebody else dying, if it is relations, there will be for a few days. If some enemies have done, oh, it's good, that is gone. This is also there. In this world, it is all like that. So the fear of death is only there when you know that you are going to die. You are going to die. But if you keep on hearing Bhagavatam for a long time, you will realize it, that you are not dying. You are not the person who is dying. In fact, you will realize that you are that vastu or that object which doesn't die. Which doesn't die. That's what we are. Isn't it? So, and you will also realize that the body is the one which is going to die. And then that's the way you free yourself from the fear of death. Marana bhayam. That goes away from there. This is what he is, the way Bhagavatam has to, the process, the way it follows. So, and the best thing for that is to hear about Srimad Bhagavatam. Keep hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And that is what he is saying there also. In that verse you will see.
Tavapedarhika uravya saptaham jividavadhi upakalpayatal sarvam tavadyal sambharayikam.
14th verse in the first chapter. He gave a lot of example. Gatvanga, King Gatvanga, that muhurtal saramul srajya gatavana bhayam harim. He came to know that he had only a very short period of time. Muhurtam saramul srajya gatavana bhayam harim. He came and took shelter. And there were many, many throughout history, so many people have done this, that when they came to know, they had a very short period of time. Here he is saying here, that tavapyadarhi kauravya saptaham jivitavadhi. My dear king, you still have 7 days time left, haven't you? Look at Shukha Brahmarshi's confidence. He says, you still have 7 days. That's more than enough, he's saying. That ubhakalpaya tal sarvam tavadyal sambarayam. So, in these 7 days time, my father has taught me a Puranam called Srimal Bhagavatam, and my father liked it very much, Srimal Bhagavatam. And he, what he did was that all other Vedas, Puranas, Mahabharatam, all other things, he has divided and distributed to his disciples. His disciples. And this one Srimal Bhagavatam, which is very dear to him, that he gave that to me. He gave that to me. You will see that. That tavapedarhi kauravya saptaham jividavadi ubagalpayatal sarvam tavadyal sambarayigam. Tavadyal sambarayigam. And he says there that this Srimal Bhagavatam, which was very dear to Vedavyasa Maharshi, he gave that to me. Not that I wanted it, he says. Not that I wanted it. Actually, he put it on my head. He imposed it on me. He said, the ninth verse, if you see that, that Paridishyato Minargunyam. Why does he say that? He is situated in the Brahman realized state. Paridishyato Minargunyam Uttama Shloka Leelaya Grihita Cheta Rajarshe Akhyanam Yathadhi Thavan. I was situated in the Brahman realized state and I was happy with that. Uttama shloka leelaya grihita jedam rajarshe akhyanam yat adhithavan. That seeing this in that nirgunam state, what I was situated, that I had no intention to take Srimad Bhagavatam and to wander around reading Bhagavatam. That was not my goal. That was not my goal, he says. That was not my intention to read Puranam Bhagavatam everywhere else. But one day what happened was, he says, he came in front of me and started reading Srimad Bhagavatam to me. Started reading Srimad Bhagavatam to me, he says. Srimad Bhagavatam to me. He started reading Srimad Bhagavatam to me. So, after hearing it for some time, I got attracted to it. I got attracted to it. The sweetness of the Bhagavatam, and I have temporarily kept my samadhi state away and received that instructions on Bhagavatam from my father himself. Bhagavata Upadesham. It is called, like Vidura received from Maitreya, Uddhava received from Krishna, Shukha Brahmarshi got it from Vedavyas, says to him. So, till now, I have never not given this to anybody else. And he says there, that you can see, I have come here He says to Parikshit, Tadaham te abhidhasyami mahapaurushigo bhavan yasya shraddhada shraddhadham ashu syan mugunde matisati. Tadaham te abhidhasyami mahapaurushigo bhavan. Mahapaurushigo bhavan. The reason why I have not given Srimad Bhagavatam to anyone before, the reason for that is I couldn't find anyone who is qualified to have it. This is how he is seeing Sukadeva Goswami. I have found someone now who is qualified that till now I haven't found a person, but you, he says there, Mahapavirushi, in other words, you are the darling, Krishna's darling you are. Krishna loves you so much, and in the next 7 days' time, I will tell you about Srimad Bhagavatam, he says. And on the seventh day, before Takshaka comes, I will get you to your grandmother's home. That's how he puts it. I'll get you to your grandmother's home. Who is grandmother? Subhadra. Isn't it? Abhimanyu's son is Parikshit. So he says to him, and that means Vaikuntham, or to spiritual world in other words, doesn't matter where it is. But in other words, I will get you out from here on the seventh day before Taksha comes, with this confidence of Shiva Brahmarshi while saying Bhagavatam. Parikshit Maharaja, Parikshit, King Parikshit, his father's mother, which is Sudhra Devi, and her home, which is spiritual world, saying this, Shiva Brahmarshi looked at the whole audience who were present there. Thousands and thousands of sages were present there. And this is a completely new idea, which has never happened before. Somebody coming and giving a guarantee like this, and making a statement that just sit there and listen to what I am saying and you will go back to the spiritual world. That too, Parikshit is sitting there waiting for death, isn't it? So the rishis who were present there, there were so many other great personalities, you can see they are mentioned in the first canto. Is it not? Atharva, Sishtas, Chavana, Shiradva, the names are mentioned there. And all those rishis who were present, they have been thinking that the yoga process, Ashtanga Yogam, Jnana Margam, Sankhyam, all these things are already available there, and they thought that, does he not know all these things, Sukadeva Goswami? Does he not know all these things? They were thinking about it. And what is spoken in the Vedantam and yoga processes, instead of saying all that thing, so just like an ordinary person, he comes and sits there, because for rishis, these are not a very normal thing. For them, Sanghyam, Yogam, Jnanam, Raja Yogam, all these things are important topics for them. But instead of saying all that, Shiva Brahmarshi comes and sits here and says why is he saying that you just hear 7 days about the pastimes of Krishna, Leela or Katha, hear that. And they felt that Shiva Brahmarshi is not up to the mark, not, you know, good enough. In their inside, they felt like that. Shiva Brahmarshi caught on that. He understood that this is what they are thinking. Why? Sarvabhuta hridayam munimanatosmi. Knows everything what goes on in others' mind. So he caught there, and so he wanted to establish that what he is going to do is the appropriate thing to do. And he says to Parikshit, this liberation is concerned, it's not a big deal, he says. It's not such a big deal. That 3¾ nadiya, which if you convert into 2½ nadiya is 1 hour. So 3¾ nadiya, that is what the number of the time that is specified in the Bhagavatam, is sufficient, he says. And if you can able to meditate on that form, first the gross form and then the subtle form. From the gross form, come to the subtle form. So if after practicing the gross form, and once you have become habituated to that, then in one's own heart, one can meditate on the subtle form. it is on the seventh form. And for this, yamam, niyamam, all these are required. Control of the mind, control of the senses. And if you have practiced that sushma or the subtle form and the meditation, then eventually this living force inside, Chaitanyam inside, you can start lifting him up from the bottom of the spine, where it is called Mooladharam, the Ashtanga Yoga process. That's what he's saying. Mooladharam, Swadhisthanam, Manipuragam. Like that, one chakra to another chakra, it can come up. And finally, come to Brahmarandhram, where it break open, and then he can break open and then go, then he is liberated, he says. And that is called Sadhyamukti. Sadhyamukti, that means that it is a liberation instantaneously through that. But if you go like that to Vaikuntham in that way, suppose you have other desires in between. You just want to visit other places also. Just like you want to go into the heavenly planets and see what's going on there. Or if you want to go to the lower planets also, see what's happening there. So, if it is like that, if those such desires are there, then what you'll have to do is, you have to leave the body with your subtle body, and you can travel to all the other planets as well, and go there and experience those planets, and then finally you will get to Brahmalokam, Brahma's planet. And when Lord Brahma goes to Vaikuntham planet, you can go along with him to Vaikuntha planet. That is the gradual liberation or Kramamukti. So that is called Kramamukti. So first one is Sadhyamukti and the second one is Kramamukti. So it's like this. You are going to, this is in our own life, if you look, you will see there. By some reason, due to business or some particular necessity has come in life, and you had to go to a big city, a famous city like Zurich or Vienna or a place like that, or Los Angeles or wherever it is. There was some need for you to go there. For some reason, you had a need to go there on business or work, whatever it may be. And when you're going there, you are going with the focused on the work, what you have to do there. But then you realize, after all, I'm going to these places. Let me take the opportunity to visit a few important places of interest. Is it not? Most of the people will plan like that. If they get an opportunity on a business trip to go like that. So, Kramamukti is like that. You still have some desires to go and visit other places before you go back to the spiritual world. So, both these possibilities are there, Sadhyamukti and Kramamukti. And then, Shukha Brahmarshi understood that this is what they were going through in their mind. He says to them that beyond this Sadhyamukti and Kramamukti, that more important than all that is bhakti. He says to him, bhakti is much more important than that. And to have that bhakti, you have to hear about Krishna. And can I talk to Srimad Bhagavatam to you? He says to Shobramashi, says to Parikshit. Then all the rishis who were present there, they started accepting that from him straight away. And it is a new way that was opened up by Shukha Brahmarshi. It's a completely new path which didn't exist before. A new road to Vaikuntha planet. So, and that is this train which is on its way to Srimad Bhagavatam is compared to like a 12 compartments, a train traveling to Vaikuntham, take us there. So, Pradarshina Kobi Navina Margaha, that one which has been unknown to us before, a new road he has opened up. So, it was at that time, it was most of the people wanted to hear this new process, what Shukha Brahmarshi is bringing in. But some people started doubting, in a little bit of doubt in their mind. What was that? Here Parikshit has got only 7 days' time. Is this, if first of all, if we can get his lifespan extended, 7 days is too short. He said, if we can get the lifespan extended, so should we not do something to get the lifespan extended? Some people were talking about all these things. What is the point in just chanting the holy name and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam for those days? So many people will say like that. So therefore, sensing this, in some places, Shukha Brahmarshi has come very heavy on them. Who says that? On them, he has become very heavy with them. So people will say, if just by chanting you are going back home, back to Krishna, how can that happen? But liberation is not so simple that you can have it in that way. And you have to do other things also in life, is it not? For example, if you want to extension of your first life, don't you have to do something else? So, you have to engage in such activities which will extend the lifespan. Shukha Brahmarshi is saying here that is not always the right thing. Why? He says, this mentality of going to Krishna with expecting something from him for your material life here, he's going to cut it all the time in his statements from now on. You will see throughout Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukha Brahmarshi's approach is like that. He does not want to glorify those who approaches Krishna with some material interest. And that's why he mentioned so many things there, that a proper bhakti means without any expectations, without any desires inside, simply able to serve Krishna with Srimad Bhagavatam and through the holy name. And once again, Shukha Brahmarshi establishes that very strongly in this chapter. And therefore, Shukha Brahmarshi, before he begins Bhagavatam, in the next two chapters, he is trying to glorify Krishna in such a way that such thoughts don't even occur in anybody's mind. And he wants to confirm that, which you will see now in the next two chapters. The process, what is spoken in the first Stula Dharana, Sushma Dharana, they are not important for the devotees. They are not important. Why he spoke that? To tell the rishis there. It is for the rishis that for their purpose it was spoken. To tell them that Shukha Brahmarshi know more than them about that process. But that is not what he is going to talk about. He does not want to discuss this Stula Dharana or the Sushma Dharana. That is why those two chapters, Stulam and Sushmam, Sadhyamukti and Kramamukti, he has concluded there, and he finishes that chapter. Bhagavan Sarvabhudeshu Lakshidaswalpmana Hari Drishyer Buddhyadibiradraksha Lakshanair Anuma Bhagai Tasmal Sarvalpmana Rajan Hari Sarvatra Sarvada Shodavyakritidavyascha Smartavyo Bhagavan Ranam Pibandiye Bhagavadam Almanasadam Kathamrdam Sharvana Pudesha Sampradam Punandiye Vishay Vidushida Shayam Rajandi Tacharana Saroyuhandiyam. Those verses at the end of the second chapter. He's establishing again strongly that hearing about Krishna is more important than the Sangyam, Jnanam, Yogam and other things. So that is why. So he wanted to stress first thing, the glory of bhakti. Bhakti is superior position. And that is what Parikshit heard. First time somebody with such a strong conviction about bhakti spoke the way Shukha Brahmarshi has spoken. Bhakti is a big science. There is a lot to understand about bhakti also. But that you will see from the studies when it comes later, when we look at that. We'll see how Prahlada spoke about bhakti, the underlying principle of bhakti. Bhakti, for example, you see, what you have to remember is like this. People come to spiritual life. And then, people start thinking that, I've started worshipping Krishna now. I was worshipping somebody else before. Now I'm worshipping in another form, Krishna's form. So I have developed bhakti and all the other rituals that is associated with it. I take that as bhakti. But actually, Vedavyasa Maharshi's point of view, to come and give you somebody a form to you and tell you to worship this form, it doesn't require a guru. A guru is not required for this, to give you a form and to worship him. That's not the goal of all these things. That, so many people can do that, to give you a form to worship and tell you to worship that form. That's not a guru's business actually. Guru's responsibility is to make you realize who you are first. To realize who you are, because that is what gets you out of the trouble. Once you realize who you are, then there is no question of rebirth again. There is no birth happens. This ajnanam or avidya inside, not knowing who we are, this is our greatest handicap. To get that ignorance outside, getting it out from us, is the duty of the guru. Is the responsibility of the guru. To give you a form to worship, anybody can do that. There are so many several forms available. So form is not, worshipping alone is not the goal, the spiritual goal. And for that, how bhakti takes you to that state, that is the way Shukha Brahmarshi approaches this. His way of presenting bhakti to us is, ultimately, that you have to realize who you are and escape from this misery of material life once for all, never to come back. And that process is bhakti. That is how he presents bhakti in the Bhagavatam. Otherwise, to worship a form, there are so many Puranas, so many forms spoken there, in so many different Puranas. Any of the forms, you could take it and start worshipping, whatever way that is written in the book. So that is why, Tridiye Vishnu Bhaktestu Vaishishtim Shrunvado Mune Bhaktidregena Talkarmam Sharvanadaram Iriyate. So when he heard the glory of bhakti, how bhakti turns a person and frees him from the bondage of the body, the mind, the intelligence, the hangaram, ego inside, and gets released from that, after hearing all these things from Shukha Brahmarshi, then Parikshit started experiencing, feeling that he wanted to hear about Krishna more at that time. So, Shukha Brahmarshi is giving Kathashravanam with that goal. Not with the goal that you will engage in some rituals whole day. But with the intention that through the holy name and through Srimad Bhagavatam, that one will escape from this cycle of birth and death. Cycle of birth and death. That is why you can see in the next chapter how he is refuting all other kinds of worship of Krishna in any other way. Because he is saying there, you have got so many forms to worship. Shiva's form, Parvati's form, and Vidyadhara's form, Gandharva's form, Urvashi's form. For different purposes, if you worship them, you may get that, whatever you have desire inside. See that what he says. Shri Shuka Vajam, Eva Medam Nigaditam Prishtavan Bhavan Mama Nanamyal Mriyamananam Anushyeshumanishinam Brahma Varchasakamastu Yajeda Brahmanaspadim Indramindriyakamastu Prajakama Prajavadin Devi Mayam Dushrikamam Tejaskamo Vibhavasum Vasugamo Vasundudran Vijayamo Thavijavan Annadhyakamastu Didim Surga Modide Susan Vishwan Deva and Rajagaman Sadhyan Samsadho Visham Ayushkamo Ashino Deva Pushtigamo Ilam Yajal Prashtagamo Brishoro the Silogamadaro Ubabigamo Gandharvan Srigamo Apsara Urvashim Adivatya Kama Sarvesham Yajeda Rameshtinam Yajnam Yajedishas Kamam Koshagama Prajedasam Idya Kamas Tugresham Dambatyartamumam Sadim Dharmartamutam Shlogam Tandam Tanan Bidam Yajal Rachagamo Bundaja Janano Jaskamo Marul Ganal Rajagamo Vanunde Vandiradin Dubjaran Yajel Kamagamo Yajel Somam Agama Purushambaram Agama Sarvagamo Vamochagamo Udaradi Tivrena Bhakti Yogena Yajeda Purushamparam.
ഏതാവാണി വേചതാമിഹ ശ്രേയസോദയ ഭഗവത്യജലോഭാവോയൽ ഭാഗവത സംഗത ജ്ഞാനം യഥാ പ്രനിവൃത്ത ഗുണോർമി ചക്രം ആത്മപ്രസാദമോ എത്ര ഗുണേഷ സംഘ കൈവല്യ സമ്മതപദസ്തുത ഭക്തിയോഗം കോന്നുർപ്പുണതോ ഹരികഥാസുരതിം ഗുരിയാൽ ശൗനകോവാച ഇത്യവിവ്യാഹൃതം രാജാ നിശമ്യ ഭരതർഷവാക്യം മഞ്ഞൽ പൃഷ്ടവാൻ ഭൂയോ വൈയാസകീം ഋഷീം കവീം ഏതശുശ്രൂഷതാം വിദ്വാൻ സൂതനോർഹസി ഭാഷിതം കഥ ഹരികഥേ തർക്കാസ്തം സുസ്സദ്ധ്രുവം സ വൈഭാഗോ രാജാ പാണ്ഡവേയോ മഹാരഥ ബാലക്രീഡനകൈകിരൺ കൃഷ്ണ ക്രീഡാമ്യമാദതേ വൈയാസകിശ്ച ഭഗവാൻ വാസുദേവ പരായണ ഉരുഗായ ഗുണോദാന സദാം സുഹൃ സമാഗമേ ആയുർഹൃദി വൈപും സൗദ്യന്നസ്തം ജയന്ന സോ സസ്യർത്ഥേയക്ഷണോ നീത ഉത്തമശോകവാർത്തയ തരവ കിം ന ജീവന്തി വസ്ത്ര കിം ന ശസന്ധ്യുത ന ഖാദന്തി നമയഹന്തി കിം ഗ്രാമവശവോ വരേഷു വെഡ്വരാഷ്ടകരേ സംസ്കൃത പുരുഷ പശു നയൽക്കർണകതോ ഭേദോ ജാതു നാമഗത അഗ്രജ വിലേപതോ രുക്രമവിക്രമായേന ശൃണുത കണ്ണവുടേ രസ്യ ജിഹ്വാസയിൽ അർദ്ധുരികേവ സൂത നജോപകായ തുരുകായ നാഥ ഭാരപ്പരം പട്ടകിരീടജുഷ്ടം അപ്യുത്തമാംഗം നന്ദമേ മുകുന്ദം ശാവോ കരവനോ കൃത സമര്യം ഹരേർ ലസൽക്കഞ്ചകണോ ബ്രഹായിതേനൈനീതരാണം ലിംഗാനി വിഷ്ടോ നിരീക്ഷതോ യേ പാദോദൃണാന്തോ ദ്രുമജന്മഭാജോ ക്ഷേത്രാണി അനുവ്രജതോ ഹരേരിയോ ജീവച്ഛോ ഭാഗവതാംഗ്രീരേണം നജാതു വർത്തിയോ ഭിലവേദയസ്തു ശ്രീ വിഷ്ണുപന്യാമനുജ തുളസ്യം സ്വശ്ചവോ യസ്തുന വേദഗന്ധം തദശ്മസാരം ഹൃദയം വേദേദം യൽഗൃഹ്യമാണേ ഹരിനാമധേ നമുക്രിയേതാദേഥാ വികാരോ നേത്രേജലം ഗാതൃരുഹേഷു ഹർഷ അഥാപി ദേഹംഗമനോനുകൂലം പ്രഭാഷസേ ഭാഗവത പ്രധാനം യഥാ വൈയാസികാൽപവിദ്യാം വിശാരദോ നൃപതിം സാധുപൃഷ്ടാഃ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമംസ്യം സംവിധായം ദ്വിതീയസ്കന്ധേ തൃതീയോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ തുരിയ പരീക്ഷിതാ പൃഷ്ടം സൃഷ്ടിയാധിഹരി ജേഷ്ഠിതം ശുഗേന ബ്രഹ്മതൽപുത്ര സംവാദേനോപവർണ്യതേ സോ പരീക്ഷിത് ആസ്ക് ദിസ് ക്വസ്റ്റ്യൻ ആൻഡ് ദെൻ ഹിയർ ശുഗബ്രഹ്മർഷി ബ്രിങ്സ് ബ്രഹ്മ ലോർഡ് ബ്രഹ്മാൻ ശ്രീനാരദ മഹർഷി ആൻഡ് ദ കോൺവെർസേഷൻ ബിറ്റ്വീൻ ബ്രഹ്മ and Narada. That is what is being discussed in the next chapter. In the next chapter. So you can see in that last chapter, in the third chapter, Shuka Brahmarshi said that you can worship all these different people if you want these desires, if you have inside. Then he finally said, Agama Sarva Gama Moksha Gama Udharadi. If you have no desires, or if you have all the desires, you should still worship Krishna Tivrena Bhakti Yogena with intense devotion. Yajeda Purusham Param. And Elavainehi Yajadam Shreya Sodhya Bhagavata Jalobha El Bhagavata Sangada. And that means that he is referring to that kind of bhakti which will eventually take away all desires from inside and get us out from this situation where we are now. That is what he is pointing at. He is pointing at that jnanam yada prati nivrutta guna urmi chakram alpa prasadam, because as soon as he spoke about bhakti, we can see the next verse what he said. He said jnanam yada prati nivrutta guna urmi chakram alpa prasadam udayatra guneshu asanga kaivalya sammada padastoda bhakti yogam ko nirvrdo hari katha suryadim naguriyal. Bhakti yogam's importance in freeing yourself, which will assist in developing that knowledge of the self and free yourself from this mess. That is what Shuka Brahmarshi's point at. He obviously knew that people will develop, turn bhakti into another business altogether. So therefore he said that kaivalya sammada padasto tada bhakti yogam ko nirvrido hari katha suryatim na kuriyal, to point out to us that bhakti yogam is capable of getting us there, getting out from here. Shri Sudavaja Vayasageri Divajastattva Nishema Alpana Upadaryamadim Krishnaya Uttareya Sadim Yathal Alpa Jayasudagaram Vashudravna Bendishu Rajye Javigale Nityam Virudham Mavadam Jahau Paprachya Chema Vivartam Enmam Prachada Sathama Krishnanibhava Shravane Shraddhadano Mahamana Samstam Vijnaya Sanyasa Karma Traivargigam Jayal Vasudeve Bhagavadi Alpa Bhavam Dridam Gada Shri Rajovaja. സമീചനമയോ ബ്രഹ്മൻ സർവജ്ഞസ്യതവാനഖ തമോ വിശീലിതേമഹ്യം കരേ കഥയത കഥാം ഭൂയേ വിവത്സാമി ഭഗവാൻ അല്പമായ യഥേദം സ്വദേവിശ്വം ദുർവിഭാവ്യമതീശ്വരൈ യഥാ ഗോപയതി വിഭുര്യതാ സംയച്ഛതേ പുനഃ
യാം യാം ശക്തി ഉപാശ്രിത്യ പുരുശക്തിപര പുമാൻ ആത്മാനം ക്രീഡയൻ ക്രീഡൻ കരോതി വികരോതി ച നൂനം ഭഗവതോ ബ്രഹ്മൻ ഹരേർ അത്ഭുതകർമ്മണ ദുർവിഭാവ്യം വിവാഭാദി കവിശ്ചാ വിജേഷ്ഠിതം യഥാ ഗുണാം സുപ്രകൃത യുഗവൽ ക്രമശോ അഭിവർത്തി ഭൂരിശസ്തേകോ കുറുവൻ കർമാണി ജന്മഭി വിജിഗിൽ സമേതൻ മേ ബ്രവീതു ഭഗവാൻ യഥാ ശാബ്ദേ ബ്രഹ്മണി നിഷ്ഠാതം പരം സ്മിശ്ച ഭവാൻ ഖലു സൂത ഉവാചാം ഇതി വാമന്ത്രോ രാജ്ഞ ഗുണാനുകഥനേ ഹരേ ഋഷികേശമനുസ്മൃത്യ പ്രതിവക്തം പ്രചക്രമേ ശ്രീശുക ഉവാച നമ പരസ്മൈ പുരുഷായ ഭൂയസേ സദുർഭവസ്ഥാന നിരോധ ലീലയാ ഗൃഹീതശക്തി തൃതയായ ദേഹിനാം അന്തർഭവായാൻ ഉപലക്ഷ്യവർമ്മനെ ഭൂയോ നമസ്തുഞ്ചിതേ സദാം അസംഭവായാഖിൽ സത്വമൂർത്തയേ പുംസാവന പാരമഹംസമാ ആശ്രമേ വ്യവസ്ഥിതാനാം അനുമൃഗ്യതാശുഷേ നമോ നമസ്തേ തൃഷഭായ സാത്വതാം വിദൂരകാഷ്ടായ മുഹുക്കു യോഗിനാം നിരസസാമ്യതിശയനരാധസ സുധാമിനി ബ്രഹ്മണി രംസ്യതേ നമഃ. യൽ കീർത്തനം യൽ സ്മരണം യദീക്ഷണം യദ്വന്ദനം യശ്രവണം യദർഹണം ലോകസ്യ സദ്യോ വിനോദി കൽമഷം തസ്മൈ സുഭദ്രശ്രവസേ നമോ നമ വിചക്ഷണോ യച്ചരണോപസാധനസംഗം വിദസ്യോ ഭയദോന്തരാത്മന വിദന്തിഹിം ബ്രഹ്മഗതിം ഗതക്ലമാസ് തസ്മൈ സുഭദ്രശ്രവസേ നമോ നമ തപസ്സിനോ ദാനപരായശസ്സിനോ മനസ്സിനോ മന്ത്രവിദസ്മംഗള ക്ഷേമം വിന്ദതി വിനായ ദർപ്പണം തസ്മൈ സുഭദ്രശ്രവസേ നമോ നമ കിരാതഹൂണാന്തവിളിന്ദുൽക്കസാമഭീരഗംഗായോനാസാദയ യേനേജമാവായതമാശ്രയാശ്രയാ ശുദ്ധ്യന്തി തസ്മൈ പ്രഭവിഷ്ണമേ നമ സ യേഷാത്മാത്മാദീശ്വരാശ്രയീമയോ ധർമ്മയസ്തവോമയ ഗതവിളികീരശങ്കരാദിർ വിർക്കലിംഗോ ഭഗവാൻ പ്രസീദതാം ശ്രീയപരിതുര്യജ്ഞപതി പ്രജാവിർദ്ധ്യാമതി ലോകവതിർധരാവതി പതിർഗതിഷ്ഠാന്തകുരുഷ്യ സാത്വതാം പ്രസീദതാം മേ ഭഗവാൻ സദാംപതി ഇതം കൃവിധാന സമാധിതോദയ ധ്യാനുപശ്യന്തി തത്വമാത്മന വന്ദിചൈതൽ കവയോ യഥാരുചം സമയമുകുന്തോ ഭഗവാൻ പ്രസീദതാം പ്രചോദിതായേന പുരാസരസ്വതി വിദന്യ രാജസതീം സ്മൃതിം ഹൃദി സുലക്ഷണ പ്രാതുരവോൽക്കലസ്യത സമേ ഋഷീണാം ഹൃദപ്രസീദതാം ഭൂതേർഹമൽഭിരമിമാ പുരോവിഭ നിർമാശേദയദമൂഷു പൂരുഷ ഭുങ്ക്തേ ഗുണാൻ ഷോഡശാൽമകം സോലം കൃഷീഷ്ട ഭഗവാൻ വചാംസി മേ. നമസ്തസ്മൈ ഭഗവതേ വ്യാസായം ഇരതേജസേ പപുർജ്ഞാനമയം സ്വമിയന്മുഖാം ബുരുഹാസവം ഏത ദേവാത്മഭൂരാജനാരായ വിപൃച്ഛതേ വേദഗർഭോധ്യതാൽ സാക്ഷാൽ യഥാ ഹരിരാത്മന. ശ്രീമദ് ഭാഗവതീ മഹാപുരാണേ പരമഹംസ്യാം സംഹിതായാം ദ്വിതീയ സ്കന്ധേ ചതുർത്ഥോ അധ്യായഃ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം
ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ.
സോ ഫസ്റ്റ് തിങ് ഇൻ ദി ലാസ്റ്റ് ചാപ്റ്റർ യു സോ ദാറ്റ് people with desires, their situation. So Brahmarshi is talking about people who have got desires in the heart. That means that some people want a lot of money, some other want something else. So if you have want a lot of money, so Brahmarshi is saying there, go and serve the wealthiest person, Vaishravanan, Kuberan, isn't it? And or the predominating deity of the wealth, Mahalakshmi, serve her, you will get wealth, he says. So if you have desire for wealth like that, serving Mahalakshmi, Mahalakshmi will provide that wealth to satisfy your needs. If you want knowledge, you want knowledge, Vidya, in that case, Dakshinamurti, Shiva, approach, serve him. And if you want beauty in the body, you want to be very beautiful, in which case he is saying you serve the Apsaras women. If you worship them, they will give you the beauty in the body. Because what it is that whatever you are desiring, you have to find out where is it available and go and serve them there. That's what is spoken here. So those whoever has got it, serve them. That's the principle. Suppose I have some desire, whatever that may be, the best thing to do is to find out who has got the maximum of that, beauty or wealth or name or fame, whatever it is. Go and serve them intensely and they will offer that. Similarly, if you go after learned people, you will acquire knowledge from that. If you go after wealthy people, you acquire wealth from that. Then Shiva Brahmarshi is asking there one question. Suppose you got one of them, will that solve the problem? That's the question. That's not going to solve the problem. Because those who haven't got wealth, they have got wealth then. Does that bring happiness to his life? There will be hundreds of other miseries in life. Wealth may solve some problems, but there will be so many other miseries in his life. So therefore, he is saying there that this worshipping any form with the desires inside is not a good thing.
So then he says here, even though they have desires inside, akama sarvagamo mokshagamo udharati tivrena bhakti yogena yajeda purusham param. In that verse you will see there, one person says that I need not only one thing, I need everything, he says. I need wealth, I need beauty, I need a good wife, I need knowledge, and I need fame, I need followers, I need everything. I've got desires for everything. What should I do? He says, it's not good enough, you just have money alone, he said. What's the use? So then Sukadeva Goswami says here, if you go after any one of these persons whom he has mentioned here, they will only give you that one, what they have got, because only they have got that particular thing. Whether it is Gandharvas or Apsaras or Urvashi or whoever it may be. But whereas if you go and worship Shiva, saying Dakshinamurti, and don't think that he is going to give you wealth. Or Mahalakshmi, if you worship Mahalakshmi, she is not going to give you knowledge either. Maybe you may have wealth, or you may have knowledge. One of them, whatever you have, worship that particular person for. So he is saying here that it happened many times in different forms of deities worshipped in different temples. And we know very well that people approach these deities with particular desires in their heart. One person worshipped Subramanya once very intensely. And person was sick with some particular illness, suffering heavily. So one night Subramanya Swami came and sat with him and asked him, why have you come here? He said, I am suffering from this pain heavily for many, many years, and I need a relief from this. Subramanya Swami told him, that's not my business, he said. You have to go elsewhere for that. So different deities also have taken over responsibility for different things. But Subramanya says, if you want everything, then you have to go to Krishna. He says there. That is what he is saying there. Akama sarvagameshu mokshagama udharati tivrena. If desires are still bothering you, he says, go to Krishna then. And you want all these desires if you have, then right person to go to is to Krishna and worship that form. Go to Krishna and ask for it, he said. So what Krishna will do ultimately is, he'll take away all the desires from inside and save you all the hassle. Never again you won't ask for it. He'll put you through such a situation that you will not feel like asking anymore. And that is the way he cures. And that is why with devotees like that, Krishna has a difficulty also. Like you can see that in the case of Sudama, Krishna lost it. He didn't know what to do with him. Because after offering all the material opulences, Sudama sits there and reflecting on Krishna's pastimes. Completely another world, he lives there. So, akama sarvagama va mokshagama udaraditi vrena bhakti yogena yajeda purusham param. That, there is one difference with Krishna, is like this. That, namranam sannidhate, as soon as you pay your obeisances to Krishna, sadadam abhiviram thai anabhyartidanarthan kaman ajasran vidaradi paramananda sandram gadim cha. He is saying to us, Krishna says, this is what you want, this is what you want, so many things you have asked me. And Krishna is saying to you, you have forgotten to ask one thing from me. He is saying, so it is like the Tesco offer, buy one, get one free. That get one free is the main thing. What is that thing? Paramananda sandram gadim cha. That ultimate realization of the self. That is what we need. But we have gone and asked Krishna, I want all the other things. Krishna is saying to us, that's all very well, you have asked me all those things, but you have forgotten to ask one thing. Krishna is reminding us. That's the way Krishna deals with the devotee. So, and for which bhakti is necessary. So bhakti is what we want from Krishna. So different desires people have, that it is endless. It is, isn't it? Kind of desires people have got. Some people want to be very successful in business, successful in education, successful in the job, and successful in the in different fields, isn't it? And sometimes we say the boss has to be favorable to us. We can have a working good relationship with the boss. Or husband feels that the wife should be very satisfied and happy with him. Or wife feels the same thing about the husband as well. And or both husband and wife feels the children should listen to us and live the life properly together. So all these desires are there in household and life. Isn't it? Household life is nothing but desires. That is how solar life means. So, Krishna is saying here, you have asked everything, that's very good. But you have forgotten to ask me one thing, how to get out of this whole mess. That you have forgotten to ask. So that anabhyarthidan arthan. Anabhyarthidan means that you have not asked. You have asked everything else. Anabhyarthidan arthan. So, Krishna's approach is, when you go to him, and you are asking all these things, and after a few days you have stayed and intensely you served Krishna, while leaving, he will make you feel how stupid you are. And send you home back, making you realize that there is something higher that you should approach Krishna for. So, that is what he is saying here. That therefore, even if you have all desires, or if you have no desires, which is very, very rare in this world, or those who are desiring only liberation, all of them should serve Krishna with bhakti. So, katha, hearing about Krishna, chanting the holy name, there is no higher upasana than that. There is no sadhana higher than that, says Shuka Brahmarshi. And when he heard that, you can see there, that in that verse, Almajaya, second verse, Almaja in the fourth chapter, Almajaya sudagaram pashu dravana bandushu rajye cha vigale nityam virudham mamatam jahau. Virudham mamatam jahau. Mamatam jahau. Mamata means there's attachment to that is taken away from a person. That's enough, isn't it? Instead of asking Krishna for all the desires to fulfill, and Krishna fulfilling all the desires, if he just takes out that attachment to the or desires from inside, then the problem is solved. Then you don't need it anymore, isn't it? So, which is an easier way than fulfilling the desires of every other desires? So, Atma, that is what he is saying there. Atma jaya sudagaram pashudravana bandushu. Rajye cha vigale nityam virudham mamatam jahau. Virudham mamatam jahau. So, in this way, he says that this thing, Parikshit's situation is like that now. He's not thinking about his palace and all the opulence what he had there and the position he had as the emperor of the planet and all the comforts what he used to have at the palace. Isn't it? I mean, his level of material opulence is very, very, very high. And all that, when Shuka Brahmarshi said this, Parikshit, whatever little thoughts he had about the palace, home, and family and all that, even that was gone with that. When he heard this from Shuka Brahmarshi, it is the last cutting off, that connection with the world. And that is the way Shuka Brahmarshi brought Parikshit's attention much more into hearing Bhagavadam, to get focused on the Bhagavadam. So now you can see Parikshit, this is in this verse, you will see here that Sudha is saying there that paprachya chememe vartam yanmam prachada sattama krishnanu bhava shravane shraddhadano mahamanam samstam vijnaya sanyasya karma traivargiyam jayal vasudeve bhagavati atma bhavadridam gadaha. That this is the important thing. Vasudeve bhagavati atma bhavam dridam gadaha. What does that mean? It means that convincing Parikshit that Krishna is nobody else than your own Atma inside. That Atma is Krishna. Atma inside is Krishna. Vasudeve Bhagavati Atma Bhavam Dradam Gadaha. Not worshipping for some purpose with any intention. That means to come to a state where recognizing Krishna is within me as Antaryami, present inside, and that bhavam, that relationship with Krishna in that way. Recognizing Krishna as Antaryami inside. That is where Sudha Goswami is saying there, Parikshit has gone to. In that direction, his Shraddha was channeled in that way. Not to tell him that, oh, sit there and worship Krishna with your all other paraphernalia, whatever you have got, and continue sadhana like that. No, the sadhana what was given was to think in this direction. That is what is important, because in spiritual life, if you do not develop this relationship with Krishna, that Atma Bhav, Vasudeva Bhagavati, Atma Bhava Dradam Gala, Atma Bhav, who is Krishna? Who is Krishna? He is the very Atma inside. Atma Bhavam Dradam Gada. And you have to get established in that state. So he's saying like that. So that is what he is. He has done like that. And so here, you can see here that after he heard this, Parikshit has lost all other interests when he said this. And then Shukha Brahmarshi says to him, I will tell you Srimad Bhagavatam, but to hear Bhagavatam is not easy. You need permission from Krishna. Permission from Krishna. To read Bhagavatam as well as to hear Bhagavatam, Krishna has to give us permission. And that, even if it is Shukha Brahmarshi, it applies to him. Even he requires that permission from Krishna to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, otherwise it is not possible. That is why you will see there. In that chapter, in the fourth chapter, from verse 12 onwards, right up to the end, 12 to 23, Shukha Brahmarshi is asking for permission from Krishna to speak Srimad Bhagavatam. It's called Shukha Saraswatam. Shukha Saraswatam means normally when you want knowledge and when you want knowledge and when you want to develop that relationship, Saraswati Devi is worshipped. So therefore, here, instead of asking Saraswati Devi for permission, Shukha Brahmarshi asked Krishna for permission. Therefore, but it is called Shukha Saraswatam. Shukha Saraswatam means like for Saraswati Prasadam. Like you remember earlier verse that there we saw that earlier in the second chapter, in the first canto, you will see that that famous verse in the second chapter. Narayanam namaskritya naram jaiva narottamam devim saraswati. Devim saraswati. Saraswati Devi's permission is necessary to understand Bhagavatam because it's knowledge. And so therefore, but here, instead of asking Saraswati Devi, directly Shukha Brahmarshi asked Krishna for permission, and that is after that he enters into Bhagavatam. So you can see that even if it is Sukadeva Goswami, while reading Srimad Bhagavatam, you have to ask for permission from Krishna. So, and otherwise, if you do not approach Bhagavatam in that way, from this train of Bhagavatam, you will be pushed out. You will fall away from the train. So, Shukha Brahmarshi is asking for permission. So, if Shukha Brahmarshi has to ask for permission from Krishna, what about us, ordinary people, isn't it? We have no knowledge, we have, our situation is very awkward, and whatever Krishna has spoken in the Bhagavatam, how much do we understand from that? And we do not have that qualification also to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So, but if only there is some desire to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, and therefore to generate that Shraddha inside, to hear Bhagavatam, all these things is only possible when Krishna, who is the Antaryami of everybody, who is present as Antaryami in everyone, and he has to run that happen. He has to make that happen. Otherwise, the message of Bhagavatam will not go inside. It is Antaryami who is receiving it, and Antaryami who is giving you that realization. Everything, and then Uddhava said this to Krishna, isn't it? Without you having given, whatever I will understand as much as you have allowed me to understand. That's how it is. So similarly in Srimad Bhagavatam, this important point is, this is why all these things are spoken here, to point out to us that whatever realization you will get it from Bhagavatam, is that what Krishna has allowed you to have it from there. And so with that understanding we can go into Srimad Bhagavatam. That is why you will see there in the next verses where he begins. It is a very difficult chapter. Next one. That Panjame Narade Natha Prishta Srishtyadi Vaktaja Hare Leela Viral Srishti Kala Karmadi Shakti Bhi. He says here, he is taking us back to conversation between Brahma and Sri Narada Maharshi. That in the last chapter, when he finished that, Namastasmai Bhagavate Vyasaya Amidatejase Paburjnanamayam Somyam In Mukhamburuha Savam. Shukra Brahmarshi is paying his obeisances again to Vedavyasa Maharshi, from whom I have received this transcendental knowledge. Eda Devalpa Bhurajan Narada Ivipruchade Vedagarbo Bhyadal Sakshyal Yada Hariral Mana. One who has received these instructions from Brahma, Sri Narada Maharshi, both of them, he paid his respects to them, and he begins the fifth chapter. And in this fifth chapter, Panjame Narade Nada Prishta Srishtyadi Vaktyaja Hare Leelam Viral Srishtim Kala Karmadi Shakti Bhi. He says that Sri Narada Maharshi asked Brahma about how this creation happens. How this creation happens, which is related to three things: Kalam, Karmam, Subhavam. Three things. Kalam means time, Karma means action, Subhavam means vasana in a person. So these three things, how they are related to each other, and these are three forces. Subhavam also refers to three modes of material nature. When we say that, you have to look at it this way. Three modes of material nature is a part of creation. And it is with the help of the three modes of material nature, variety is created in the world. Like, if you like the human form itself, why we are all different looking? Because of different vasanas. That's the reason why we are different. Because the mind, which is the repository of all the modes of nature, which includes our vasanas, are affected by that. And from that mind, this particular body has come. So according to our mind and vasanas, this particular form of body has been, this dress has been given to us by the Prakriti. Prakriti has put this on us. So it is an integral part of the creation process, these three modes of nature. Similarly, another aspect of that is Kalam. Kalam means time. How time determines everything here. Everything. How long we should stay here. How the body changes. Aging. All that is under the influence of time. Whether it is human body or a plant body, animal body, whatever it is, everything is subject to change. This changing nature is under the influence of time. So Kalam is important, modes of nature is important, and then finally Karmam. These living entities who come here, engages in different karmams, creates different vasanas, accordingly their Karana Shariram changes. And due to change in Karana Shariram, they have to keep repeatedly taking birth again, because vasanas have not gone and different vasanas are created by Karmam. So Karmam has a subtle effect on our passage through this world, in the sense that Karmam creates vasana, vasana creates another Shariram, body. Similarly, Kalam is an influential factor, time, which controls our existence here, when we are born, when we die, and how that changing process happens throughout. And equally, the three modes of material nature, its impact on us in all situations. So, for Srishti, for creation purposes, these three things are important. And the result of that, Virat Srishti, how Srishti happens in a Samashti. Samashti and Veshti. Samashti means on a universal scale. Veshti means on an individual scale. ശ്രീനാരദവാച ദേവദേവ നമസ്തേസ്തു ഭൂതാത്മാ ഭൂതഭാവന പൂർവച. ഐ വിൽ സ്ട്രെസ് വൺ പോയിന്റ് അഗെയിൻ ദാറ്റ് ഇൻഡിവിജ്വൽ വേഴ്സസ് വി ഡോണ്ട് ഹാവ് സോ മച്ച് ടൈം ടു ഗോ ത്രൂ, ബിക്കോസ് ഐഡിയ ഈസ് ദാറ്റ് വിൽ ജസ്റ്റ് ഗോ ത്രൂ ശ്രീമദ് ഭാഗവതം വൺസ് ആസ് ക്വിക്ലി ആസ് പോസിബിൾ ആൻഡ് ദെൻ ഗോ ബാക്ക് ടു സ്തുതീസ്, ബിക്കോസ് ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ഇൻ ദ സ്തുതി യു വിൽ എക്സ്പീരിയൻസ് ദാറ്റ് the messages what comes from the Bhagavatam to the devotee in cultivation of bhakti, jnanam, everything. So devadeva namaste stu buddha bhavana purvaja tadbijani hi jnanam atmatattva nidarshanam yadroopam yad adishtanam yad srishtam idam prabho yal samstham yal param yachal tattvam vadatvada sarvam yadal bhavan veda buddha bhavya bhaval prabhu karamalagavadyushyam vijnanavasidam tava യദ്വിജ്ഞാനോ യഥാരോ യൽപരസ്ത്വം യഥാത്മക ഏകസ്രജസി ഭൂതാനി ഭൂതൈരേവാത്മമായയ ആത്മൻ ഭാവയസേതാനി ന പരാഭാവയൻ സ്വയം ആത്മശക്തിമവഷ്ടമ്യമൂർണനാഭിരിവാക്ലമ നാഹം വേദപരം യസ്മിന്നാപരം ന സമം വിഭോ നാമരൂപഗുണൈർഭാവ്യം സരസൽ കിഞ്ചിതന്യത ന ഭവാനചരൽഘോരം യത്തപസു സമാഹിത തേന ഖേദയസേ നസ്ത്വം പരാശങ്കാം പ്രയച്ഛസി. ഏതന്മേ പൃച്ഛത സർവം സർവജ്ഞ സകലേശ്വര വിജാനീഹി ദൈവേദം അഹം ബുദ്ധി അനുശാസിത ബ്രഹ്മോവാച സമ്യക് കർണികസേദം വത്സതേ വിചികിത്സിതം യഥഹം ചോദിത സൗമ്യം ഭഗവദ്ഗീജ ദർശനേ നാനൃതം തവദച്ഛാമി യഥാമം ബ്രവീഷിഭോ അവിജ്ഞാനപരം മത്വ ഏതാവത്വം യതോ ഹി മേ യേന സുരാജുഷാ വിശ്വം രോചിതം യോചയാമ്യഹം യഥാ അർക്കോ അഗ്നിര്യഥാ സോമോ യഥാർഷാഗ്രഹതാരക തസ്മൈ നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ധീമഹി യന്മായാ ദുർജയാ മാം ബ്രുവന്തി ജഗൽ ഗുരം വിലജ്ജമാനയായ യസ്യാസ്താദമീക്ഷാപദേ മുയ വിമോഹിതാ വിഗച്ഛന്തേ മമാഹമിതി ദുർധിയ ദ്രവ്യം കർമ്മം ജഗാലച്ച സ്വഭാവോ ജീവമേവ ച വാസുദേവാൽ പരോ ബ്രഹ്മന്ന ജന്യാർത്ഥോസ്തി തത്വത നാരായണപരാവേദ നാരായണ ദേവ നാരായണ അംഗജ നാരായണപരാ ലോകാ നാരായണപരാ മഖ നാരായണപരോ യോഗ നാരായണപരം തവ നാരായണപരം ജ്ഞാനം നാരായണപരാ ഗതി തസ്യാമി ദ്രഷ്ടുരീശ്വസി കൂടസ്തസ്യാഗ്യാൽപനാസൃജം സൃജാമി സൃഷ്ടോഹം ഈഷയൈവ അഭിചോദിത സത്വം രജസ്തമൈതി നിർഗുണസ്യ ഗുണാശ്രയാ സ്ഥിതി സർഗനിരോധേഷു ഗൃഹീതമായ വിഭോ കാര്യകാരണകർത്തൃത്വ ദ്രവ്യജ്ഞാനക്രിയാശ്രയ ഭദ്രന്തി നിത്യതാ മുക്തമായനും പുരുഷം ഗുണ സയേഷ ഭഗവാൻ ലിംഗേ ശ്രീവീരേഭിരതോക്ഷജ സുരക്ഷിതഗതിർബ്രഹ്മൻ സർവേഷാം മമജേശ്വര കാലം കർമ്മ സ്വഭാവം ചമായേഷമായ സ്വയാത്മനെ ദൃശ്യാ പ്രാപ്തം വിഭുഭൂരുഷുഭൂഷുരുപാതേ കാലാൽ ഗുണവിധികര പരിണാമ സ്വഭാവത കർമ്മിണോ ജന്മ കർമ്മണോ ജന്മ മഹത പുരുഷാധിഷ്ഠിതാധമൂൽ ദിഗ്വാദർക്കപ്രജേദോശീൽവനീന്ദ്രോഭേന്ദ്രമിത്രകം യസ്സേഹാവയവേർ ലോകൻ കൽപ്പയന്തി മനീഷണ കഠ്യാഭിധരഥസപ്തസപ്തോർദ്ധം ജഗനാദിവി പുരുഷസ് മുഖം ബ്രഹ്മക്ഷത്രമേതസ് ബാഹവ ഊർവൈർ വൈശ്യോ ഭഗവത പദ്ഭ്യം ശുദ്രോപ്യജായത ഭൂർലോകൽപ്പിത പദ്ഭ്യം ഭൂർലോകസ്യനാഭിത ഹൃദാ സ്വർലോകമരസാ മഹിർലോകോ മഹാത്മന ശ്രീ ഗ്രീവായം ജനലോകശ്ച തപോലോകസ്തനദ്വയാൽ മൂർധമി സത്യലോകസ്തു ബ്രഹ്മലോകസനാദന തൽക്കട്ട്യാം ചാതലം ക്ലുപ്തം ഗുരുഭ്യാം വിതലം വിഭോജാനുഭ്യാം സുതലം ശുദ്ധം ജംഗാഭ്യാം ദുതലാതലം മഹാതലം ദുഗുൽഭാഭ്യാം പ്രപദാഭ്യാം രസാതലം പാതാളം പാതതലം ഇതി ലോകമയപ്പുമാൻ ഭൂർലോകൽപ്പൽഭ്യം ഭൂർലോകോസനാഭിത സ്വർലോകൽപ്പിതോ മൂർധനി ദിവാലോകകൽപ്പന ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമഹംസ്യാം സംവിധായം ദ്വിതീയ സ്കന്ധേ പഞ്ചമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. then in the, that's the fifth chapter, and in the sixth chapter, Shashte Viran Vibhudisha Prakto Adhyalma Adhyalma Adhibedada Tradigratam Japurvaktam Sarvam Purusha Soktadam. So, Adhyalmam Adhibodam Adhidevam, the three aspects. Accordingly, the Vibhudi of Virad, Viral Purusha, which was spoken in the in this last chapter, we will understand it better when we talk about it. That this Viral Purusha is the first incarnation of Krishna, but it is not real. That's also, you will see Prabhupada mentions there in the Bhagavatam also, commentary. He says there, it is also a product of Maya. Because it is in Maya, but it is incarnation of Krishna. So, and it is the first incarnation. And there, with Purusha Suktam prayers, it's glorified. And that again is stressed in this chapter once again. That is what that next chapter is. We'll summarize it later. Shri Brahma Vaja Vakyam Vanyarvagam Kshetram Chandasam Sapta Dhadava Havya Kavya Mradhananam Jikhuva Sarvarasa Seja Sarvasunam Javayo Shatanna Se Paramayane Ashwini Roshadinam Jakrano Moda Pramodeo Rubanam Jesam Jishrudhya Suri Seja Chini Karno Disham Jidurthanam Shvatram Agashasham Deyoho Tal Gatram Astu Saranam Saubhaga Seja Vajanam Tugasya Sparshayo Vaischa Sarvameda Seja Vahi Romanu Bijajadinam Janinam Erwai Nyasu Sambrada Kesha Ashmishmo Nakha Nyase Shila Loha Bravidyudam Bahavalogavalanam Prasha Kshemakarmanam Vikrama Bhurva Suascha Kshemasya Sharanasya Sarvagamara Sabi Hare Sharanam Aspadam Abam Virisarga Sabarjanya Sabrajavade Pumsa Shishnu Vatsastu Prajati Anandarurade Pavi Yamasya Nitrasya Pirimotrasya Narada Himsa Nirudeir Murtyor Nirayasya Gudasprada Parabhudaya Dharmasya Namasya Vibashima Nadhyo Nadanadinam Du Gotra Namasti Samhadi Avyaktarasa Sindhunam Bhudanam Dharasya Udram Vidam Sokhdayam Manasapadam Dharmasya Mamadubhyam Jukumaranam Bhavasya Cha Vijnana Sya Satvasya Parasya Atma Varayanam Aham Bhavan Bhavasya Ivat Aime Manayo Graja Sura Surandara Naga Khaka Mrakasari Sriba Gandharva Apsarso Yashara Chobuda Ganuraga Pashava Pidara Siddha Vidya Dhra Sharana Andhruva Anyaju Vida Jiva Jala Strana Bhavga Sagraha Chayadavastara Stadida Stani Dava Sarvam Purushaya Vedam Budam Bhambavachayal Teredam Avadam Visham Vidasti Matidishtadi Sudishtam Pradavan Prabhano Bhishya Pradavatyasau Evam Virajam Pradavam Sabatyam Dharmahipuvan So Amarasya Vaisya Shomartya Vindam Medatyagal Mahimaisha Dobraman Purusha Sedurateya Padeshu Sarvabhudani Pumsastitipado Vibhu Amardam Shayamam Bhayam Trimudhrumudhai Murdhasu Pada Astrayo Bhishya Sanna Prajanam Prajanam Yashrava Andastrayo Kestaviro Grahamedo Brahad Brada Stridi Vijakramayam Vishwa Sashana Ashane Ubhe Yada Vidyaja Vidyaja Purusha Subhaya Ashraya Esmadanna Miral Jatnye Bhudendre Guna Almaga Tad Dravyamatika Advisham Gobhi Swiryam Ivatapan Yada Asya Nabhyanalinam Ahamasam Mahal Mana Navidam Yasambharan Purushamaya Adrade Teshu Yajnasya Masho Savanaspade Kusha Idam Jadeva Yajanam Kalaschori Unanida, Vastuni Oshadesh Seha, Resalohamudo Jalam, Joyum Shisamani Chadru Hotram Jasatama Namadeani Mandrasha, the Chinashurda, Anicha, Devadani Kromakalpa Sangalpa Sandrame, Vaja, Gadi Yomadeshanda, Prashitam Samarpanam, Purushawe Vaire, Sampara, Sampradamaya. It is Sampra Samparam, Purushawe Vairaham, Tamayo Brisham Yam Deneva, Yamishuram, the state brother, Ime Prajanam, Padayo Nava, Ajan Vetam Vetam Brisham Sasama, Hida, Tarashamana Kali, Injilir Shiovane, Pidro, Vidaditya, Manushak, the Bhair of Vipum, Narayan, Bhagavadita, Mishamo Hidam. Vishwamahidam Krihidamayur Guna Sarga Adava Guna Swadam Srijamidam Yuktaham Haro Haridhidat Vasha Vishwam Purushovena Parivajita Shakti Draka Idi Devihidam Dade Theda Manu Pruchasi Daniel Bhagavadakinjil Bhavim Sadasalpadam Navaradi Mengam Rushovel Akshade Navaikojin Mimana Soprushagadi Navaik Shigani Padanda Selpadayan Mehdalkan Ulkan Devadadru Dohari Soham Samam Naim Mayastabomayam Pajabdi Nama Pivandida Padi Asta Yogam Nimunam Samahidam Stam Nadjagacham Yadam Alpasambhava Nadosmiham Dacharanam Sami Yusham Bavachinam Sustainam Samangalam Ye Atmaya Vifam Savajal Yadana Baswanda Matabare Kuda Naham Nayuyam Midam Gadim Midonava Madeva Kamidabare Suratan Maya Mohita Buddha Sidam Minir Midam Yachal Pasamam Vichashmahi
യസ്യാവതാരകർമാണി ഗാനന്തി അസ്മദാദയാ നയം വിദ്വന്തി വിദന്തിതത്വേന തസ്മൈ ഭഗവതേ നമ സ ഏഷാദ്യ പുരുഷകൽപേ കൽപേ സൃജത്തി ച ആത്മാത്മന്യാത്മന ആത്മാനം സംയച്ഛതി ച പാതി ച വിശുദ്ധം കേവലം ജ്ഞാനം പ്രത്യക് സമ്യഗവസ്ഥിതം സത്യം പൂർണ്ണമനാദ്യന്തം നിർഗുണം നിത്യമദ്വയം ഋഷേ വിദന്തി മുനിയ പ്രശാന്താത്മേന്ദ്രിയ ആശയ യഥാതദേവാസത്തർക്കേ സ്ഥിരോധീയത വിപ്ലവം ആദ്യോധാര പുരുഷ പരസ്യ കാലസ്വഭാവ സദസൻ മനശ്ച ദ്രവ്യം വികാരഗുണ ഇന്ദ്രിയാണി യാസുരാൾ ചാസ്തു ചരിഷ്ണു ഭൂമ്ന അഹം ഭവോ യജ്ഞയിമേ പ്രജേഷ ദക്ഷാദയോദേ ഭവദാദേശ്ച സ്വലോകമാല ഖഗലോകമാല നൃലോകമാല സ്ഥലലോകമാല ഗന്ധർവ വിദ്യാചാരണേശ യേ യക്ഷരക്ഷോരഗനാഗനാഥ യേ വാക്ഷീണാം ശുഭപിതൃണാം ദൈത്യേന്ദ്ര സിദ്ധേശ്വരദാനവേന്ദ്ര അന്യേചയേ പ്രേതവിശാചഭൂതൽ കൂഷ്മാണ്ഡയാദോ മൃഗഭക്ഷ്യദേശ യൽ കിഞ്ചലോകേ ഭഗവൻ മഹസ്വൽ ഓജസ്സഹസ്വൽ ബലവൃക്ഷമാവൽ ശ്രീ ഹ്രീ വിഭൂത്തി ആത്മവതത്ഭുത അർണം തത്വം വരം രൂപവതസ്വരൂപം പ്രാധാന്യതോ യാ നൃഷമാമനന്തി ലീലാവതാരാൻ പുരുഷസ്യ ഭൂമ്ന ആപീയതാം കർണകഷായ ശോഷ അനുക്രമിഷ്യതൈമാൻ സുപേഷാൻ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമംസ്യാം സംവിധായം ദ്വിതീയ സ്കന്ധേ ഷഷ്ടോധ്യായഃ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ. So, Srimal Bhagavatam first being introduced, Shuka Brahmarshi. First thing Shuka Brahmarshi told him that after you have come to the river bank, Ganga river bank, and he told him that in 7 days' time, he says here that this Srimal Bhagavatam was compiled by Vedavyasa Maharshi. We have understood that before. So, we also heard that Srimad Bhagavatam was in summary given to Vedavyas by Sri Narada Maharshi. Narada Maharshi gave it to Vedavyas. A question will come there that has Narada Maharshi found out Srimad Bhagavatam first? This question will come. We don't know about Brahma. Brahma gave it to Narada Maharshi and all that. We are now saying that. But the way what happened in this world is first Narada Maharshi came and gave Srimad Bhagavatam to Vedavyas, is it not? So, in order to clear that doubt in our mind, here you can see Shuka Brahmarshi saying there, no, Narada Maharshi got Bhagavatam from Brahma, from Lord Brahma. And at that time, Parikshit wanted to know, when did Narada Maharshi get Bhagavatam from Brahma? That question came up. So, in answer to that, that is the presentation here. The way it is presented here is that, when did this happen? That Sri Narada Maharshi get his Bhagavatam from Brahma. And only after that, we can talk about Bhagavatam, when it came, where it came from, how did that happen? And then you can say how it came to our hands. To our hands. So, this is a brief introduction to that side of the Bhagavatam before it came into the hands of Shuka Brahmarshi. So, once it so happened that Brahma was sitting after his meditation and japam, everything, and from Samadhi state he woke up and he was sitting there with his eyes wide open. At that time, Narada Maharshi goes up to him and ask Lord Brahma that Narada Maharshi didn't know anything. He's saying to Lord Brahma, my dear father, you have created this whole creation, isn't it? And you are the person who are creating everything. And I always thought that you are the actual controller of everything. In other words, supreme truth itself. As far as I am concerned, you are that. In that way, that means creation, maintenance, dissolution, everything you are conducting that. This is how I have understood. But then I couldn't understand that you are sitting there with your eyes closed in meditation. That means, is there somebody else whom you are meditating upon? Narada Maharshi asked this question to Brahma. So, and it looks to me, appears to me, that you are seriously absorbed in thinking about somebody else. My understanding is that you are the one who was doing everything, but is there somebody else who is higher or with whom you communicate or you get instructions from for this creation? Or are you not the Supreme Lord yourself? That's how Sri Narada Maharshi asked this question.
And if there is somebody else there, who is that person? And where is he? What does he do? What's his name? All these things, Narada Maharshi wants to know about it. So, please introduce him to me, Narada Maharshi says to Brahma. So, while reading Srimad Bhagavatam, we also need to have that understanding that who is the Supreme Lord, who is Krishna, and what is Krishna's form, who is he, to understand that, isn't it? So, what is our relationship with him? All these questions are important. If we have that understanding, hearing process will become a lot effective. That to realize that Krishna is the Antaryami inside, in this background one should hear Bhagavatam. Knowing well that Krishna is inside me, Krishna is hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, it is spoken by Krishna through someone, whoever it may be, and Krishna is inside me, is listening Srimad Bhagavatam, and in that relationship, if you hear Srimad Bhagavatam, it will be a lot more effective. So, what it means is that you will get much more Shraddha or concentration in that way. So, it is only for that purpose it is spoken here like this. To make us aware that while hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, to know very well about whom are we talking about. He is not somebody who is completely unknown to us. He is someone who is very much inside us, who is receptive to all these things, and we are talking about him. The very Atma inside, we are talking about him, Antaryami inside. If you have that perception inside, then while hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, it will be very effective. Because you are not talking about an outsider, somebody whom you have never seen, never heard about. It is someone who is very much inside the heart, present as Antaryami. So, Brahma says to Narada Maharshi, my dear son, I am not the Lord. I am not the Supreme Lord. If you have felt like that about me, then I have to perform atonement for that, for creating that impression. Because you have to remember, Brahma had got problems before. He knows very well what the difficulties are. Once it so happened, Lord Shiva's son, Subramanya Swami, he asked Brahma, what is the meaning of letter Om? He said. So, Brahma, by mistake, said, I am the Om. I mean the Om, he said. Subramanya didn't like it. He held Brahma's hand by ear and pulled him out from there and took him and put him in the hellish planet for some time. So, then, finally, Subramanya Swami asked him, you are the controller? Asked him like that. Then, there was some mediation and everything. And finally, Brahma was released from the hellish world. So, one mistake he has committed. This is all in the Puranam. You will see this Skanda Puranam, this story comes. That Subramanya Swami is, why that word itself you can see, is the person who has got the highest Brahmanyam. That's why that Subramanyam, the word. Highest Brahmanyam he had. Brahmanyam means the knowledge of the Brahman. So, such a person caught Brahma once like that. So, Brahma at that day decided, I will never make this mistake again and get into trouble. So, so that is a big problem, isn't it? Many people think they will be happy if they are told that they are an incarnation or they are some kind of God, isn't it? And there's a lot of people who are propagating in that way also. But better than doing all that, it's better to take Krishna's shelter and serve him. So Brahma says to him, it's better not to become the controller, rather serve Krishna. That's a better thing. Brahma says to him, that Supreme Lord you are talking about, Narada Maharshi is asking, I cannot just tell you like that, because even words cannot talk about him, because explaining the Supreme Truth is very, very difficult. And he also mentions there that even Upanishads have tried to explain, Shruti Vedam has tried to explain, they could not do it. Yato vacha nivartande aprapya manasa saha. Words and mind cannot get there, comprehend that truth. Cannot explain that truth. Words and the mind, together they gone and inquired about it. But even till now, they have not been able to explain that truth, what it is. Upanishad says, nedi nedi, not this, not this, and reject everything. And they also come back. Narada Maharshi says, if it is like that, it is not possible to understand the truth, is it? He says to him. No, he listened to me, he says. It is difficult to explain that with the tongue easily. This world, what you are seeing, whole creation, that itself is God, he says. That itself is God. Bhagavatam, when you look through it, here and there, in different places, ultimately, to come to this understanding, that only Krishna is present here. There's nothing else here. That is why the first thing is presented like this. The whole creation is Krishna. Whole creation is Krishna. That whatever you are seeing in this creation, that is Krishna, he says to him. So, but from Ishvara, the Supreme Controller, which is other aspect of it is called Brahmam. Satta Chitta Anandam. That is Brahmam. And then from Brahmam, words cannot explain that. Mind cannot comprehend it, cannot analyze or think about it. It is from that Brahmam, from that creation, that Brahmam, how Brahmam existed. And from Brahmam came this Brahmandam. Brahmandam is the universe. Brahmandam has come from that Brahmam. And that is what is spoken through that Purusha Suktam prayers. You will see what we have been reading. That is Purusha Suktam prayers summarized in the Bhagavadam in a different way. Original prayers is Purusha Suktam in the Vedam. That Purusha Suktam prayers, here what you find is Brahma speaking to Narada Maharshi, same Purusha Suktam prayers, but not exactly using the same vocabulary. Using Brahma's words, he is presenting it to Narada Maharshi. So idea behind that is, first thing is that when we open our eyes, first thing we see this world. When you see the world, first question you will ask, where did all this come from? So, Brahmandam, Brahmandam means creation. Creation has come from Brahmam. It is, Brahmandam has come from Brahmam. And he says here that this Brahmandam, which has come from the Brahmam, keeping that as Krishna's, as Krishna. In other words, this itself is the Ishvara or controller. This is, because it's come from the original source, this is not different from the source. That's the principle. Brahman, it is not separate from Krishna. This is the important point. We are thinking world is separate. Remember, this is not allowed in the Vedic system. World is not separate. Jiva, Ishvara, Jagat. This is where all other religions comes to an end there. For them, they are thinking, I am here, God is somewhere, world is there. So, I have to explain the world, what world is, I have to explain who I am, and I have to explain who the God is. These three different triangle disappears. Because in Vedam, the principle is, that world is Krishna. Because it's come from Krishna, that's also Krishna. And Jiva is also Krishna or Brahmam. This is Brahmam inside us. Antaryami is present there. The world is present in front of us because of the presence of Antaryami there. Antaryami is another manifestation and Brahmam is the truth. That's only one truth existing, nothing else. So the essence of all that is through. So why did he say these Purusha Suktam prayers? To convince Narada Maharshi that the world itself is the Krishna's, in other words, Brahmam itself is present here. And that is what he has spoken in these two chapters. So, once is in the Katha pattern, it is spoken like this, when he is spoken the story form, that Krishna was sitting idle, that time creation hasn't happened. Krishna hasn't happened. And we can't say what was happening then, do we? We don't know anything about it. So, then Krishna felt that he wanted to create. He wanted to create. He felt the need for creation. And when he wanted the creation, he looked at Maya. Maya was present there. He looked at Maya. And so Maya changed. change happened in the Maya. That is what it is mentioned there in that verses there. That Maya developed the changes. So from that change happened, Mahatattvam came. From Mahatattvam, Ahangaram came. And from Ahangaram, three modes of material nature came. In this way, senses came. And then to operate the senses, the deities, predominating deities of the senses, they came. In this way, there is a system of creation that has happened there. So, altogether, 25 tattvams are spoken there. 25 tattvams are spoken there. So, these 25 tattvams were spoken, and in order that this creation, what we see now, to happen, they have to come together, these 25. Only then creation can happen the way it is what we are perceiving here. But for a long period of time, they didn't cooperate each other. They didn't come to agreement each other, and they started beating up each other, fighting each other. So, who are these 25 elements? You know, the five material elements, earth, water, air, ether and fire, and the tanmatras, and the senses of knowledge, senses of action. So, altogether, then mind, intelligence, false ego. So, 4 times 5, 20, 23, and then Ahangaram, 24. So, they are not willing to cooperate and work together. And therefore, creation will happen. So, for example, wind and fire, they won't go join together. They are standing separately. Just like if you pour oil into water, it won't mix. They'll stay separate, isn't it? So, what did Krishna do? What it has done was that Krishna has this special capacity. Those who don't agree each other, he make them agree. Those who cannot agree each other, he will make them to bring them together. He has got this capacity. That is one of Krishna's pastimes. And that is what is called in the Bhagavadam as Anupravesham. And that's a pastime. Or a particular power from Krishna enters into that and they come together. They agree together to work together. So you may ask a question that this has come from Krishna. Then why Krishna has to enter into it again to do that? So that question has no meaning because that's the way creation has happened. The different elements have come, senses have come, mind, intelligence, ego, all Ahangaram, Chitam, everything has come, but they are not coming together. So Krishna had to enter again inside, and that is the way Maya works. And that is the reason why they say, Akadida Gadana Padiyasi Maya. Maya, you can't explain that. How it happens and why it happened, you have no explanation to that. Everything in Maya is like that. You cannot give any kind of explanation to that. Anything what happens in Maya cannot be explained rationally. Our rational way, you can't explain that. So when Krishna is doing the creation, it is by accepting Maya that the creation happens. Without the help of Maya, creation cannot happen. So therefore, Krishna had to enter into it, and all these different, they are called the tattvam. These five senses, all senses of action, five material elements, tanmatras, they are all called the tattvam. So all these tattvams, they come together, and so what happened? What happened was, it became more complicated. How it became complicated? Because they started feeling that if the one tattvam is not there, the other tattvam cannot exist. If one tattvam is not there, the other tattvam cannot exist. To such an extent they became so close. These tattvams, they got so close. So, for example, if there is no wind, the fire cannot stay. Fire needs the wind, isn't it? So, originally on their own, they were not willing to come together. But, for example, if there was a lot of wind, the fire will go, disappear. Or in other words, if the fire was not there, then also the wind was not there, then also the fire will go. Fire will go away. So, but now what has happened when Krishna entered into all of them, they became so friendly to each other, one saying that I cannot live without the other. They become like that. The five material elements. Five material elements. So, so unfortunately, that they became so friendly each other that it has become a problem that in that way. So, once it so happened, a wife wanted that the husband should love her very much. So what she did was, she consulted somebody and got some medicine for that and gave it, after dinner, put it in the hot milk and gave it to him to have it. Not with a bad intention, but with a good motive. But the husband was very intelligent. He got a little bit doubt about something new, tastes different, the milk, thought. So he told her, what he did was, he made it into two glasses and said, you also have some. So husband had half of it and the wife also had half of it. After 4 days, what happened was, they could not stay separately one from the other, each other. They got so attached to each other that they couldn't any moment think of staying away from each other. So wherever the wife starts to go somewhere, husband also goes with her. And or if the husband goes somewhere, the wife also goes with him. So this is how the little power of that medicine, this has happened. Similarly, that as soon as Krishna entered into these material elements, all these different tattvas, they found it very difficult to stay separately. And that is how this Brahmandam creation has happened. You can see here, the whole creation is based on five material elements, isn't it? In different forms they are mixing and joining together. And the Brahmandam or the universe has come into existence of the collective action of all the material elements. When Krishna entered into that, they got that power. And this is called Sargam. Remember? There's two words there, Sargam and Visargam. Sargam is the primary creation and Visargam is a secondary creation. So, why is it spoken, all these things here? Reason is that this whole Brahmandam, what we are seeing now, or this universe, is nothing but Krishna's another manifestation. Because he has entered into it. So, this universe is not something different from Krishna. He has entered into it. Again, you will see in the fifth canto, when we get there, Parikshit asks that question, and then that is why there is a whole description of the creation there by Sudeva Goswami. Is it not? You know that, in the fifth canto. Otherwise, you will think, Parikshit is going to die in 7 days' time, and he wants to know what are all there in the creation. How will that help? That question will come, isn't it? Why is he asking this question? The reason for that is this, that this creation is not different from Krishna. Krishna is present in this whole creation. He is not separate from that. It's not some other people, they say like that, he created and is gone and resting somewhere else, as though like the potter made it. No, he has created, he entered into it, and this has come in this form. Only he exists, nothing else is existing here. So there is a very, very, very strong connection with the creation and the creator. And the creator. The way creation spoken in other religious or philosophies is different. There, just like we create some, manufacture something and leave it there and goes away. That's not like that. Here, in Vedic philosophy, creation is as much as the same as the creator. Creation is not different. It's another form of the creator is this creation. Another form of the creator. So, they give the examples for that. So, just like from the gold, you create all the jewelry, isn't it? Different kinds of jewelry. And that is what Upanishad says, Sarvam Khalidam Brahmam. Sarvam Khalidam Brahmam. Everything is Brahmam here. Purusha Eva, Purusha Suktam says here, that all that what you are seeing here is Purusha. Is not different from Purusha. And that is what is talked in that chapter. And this is what is called the creation here. The importance is, the Acharya says there that Vedam has no interest to tell us about creation. It has no interest. Because as far as Vedam is concerned, the creation has not happened. But because you have asked that question, we are giving you an answer. That's all. That's how it is. It's no much more important than that, as far as creation is concerned. Because everybody who comes first will ask this question, isn't it, to spiritual life? Where did all this world come from? And because that question is there, the answer is also there. Otherwise, they have no interest. By knowing from where it has come, how will that solve the problem? Is it not? But to know that this creation is not different from the Creator. Creator, the five material, what He has created was, originally what has come from was the five material elements, the tanmatras, the subtle form of that. Senses of knowledge, senses of action, mind, intelligence, false ego, and finally they are left behind, their own, they couldn't come together. So He got involved with them and they all came in this form of creation. That is, which means that they are not different from the Creator. Creator is present there. So here the question will come that if we say to somebody, everything is God here, everything is Krishna, or everything is the Creator, how do we understand that? Isn't it? How do we understand that? We have to come in our experience level, isn't it? Only then you can say it is. So, that is why one statement in the Upanishad, Sarvam Kalyudam Brahmam. There is nothing here except Brahmam. Everything is Brahmam. Or everything what you see is Krishna, Brahmam. Whether it is wood, whether it is earth, whether it is stone, or whether it is light, whatever it, whether it is sound, no matter whatever it is there, it's all Brahmam. It is all Brahmam. So, then he says, Brahma says to Narada Maharshi that there is another way of knowing this. He says to him that for the sake of maintaining this creation and to keep this creation going on in this way, Krishna has accepted several forms. Brahmam, that Brahmam has accepted different forms. If you take that approach in this way, if you approach that, you will see that it is a little bit more easier to understand about the Creator, about Brahmam. Brahmam who has created, it's easier to understand. Why Bhagavatam taken different routes in this way? To explain to us that it's, you shouldn't approach Bhagavatam like the way saying that all the answer is given there. Like you have a lot of questions. Sometimes people say like that. That I have a lot of questions. When I read Srimad Bhagavatam, I got all the answers. That's how they say. And since then, I became a devotee. That's not how it happens. Actually, just by reading Bhagavatam, you don't get it. That's not how it happens. The way what it is saying here is that the subtle side of the Bhagavatam, that is what you have to get absorbed into. That Srimad Bhagavatam is saying to us, look at the way Bhagavatam approaching creation. It's not the way like other scriptures, other Shastram says. First of all, no importance for creation as far as Bhagavatam is concerned. That you will know only when you study Bhagavatam in very much in depth. Then you will know creation is not important. Creation has no meaning. Just like when you realize that you are not dying, body is dying, then you realize that you are not the body. Is it not? In Veshti. In Samashti also, it's the same thing that what happens. In the Veshti level, you are thinking, whole life you are thinking, I'm going to die. And then after hearing Srimad Bhagavatam for whole life, you realizing that you are not going to die. What is going to die is the body. So that fear goes away from inside. Isn't it? When you have realized that, at that point in time, that fear has gone away. So what happened there? There was a shift in your understanding that the thing called a death has no meaning, actually. Everything else dies in this creation due to time. And in that process, body also goes. But because your identification with the body, you are suffering. The suffering, misery was due to identification, not due to the problem with the self. Similarly, in creation also, you will understand one day, the so-called creation is also not true. It's also false. Because why? Under the influence of modes of nature, three modes of material nature, when Krishna glanced over Maya, this so-called creation has happened in the Samashti form. Samashti form means in a big level, in a massive level, isn't it? And then you can understand there that then the question will come, people will ask, that's a bit hard to digest, isn't it? When you make a statement like that, that everything has come from Krishna. Because our conditioned mind won't allow to, we can only think in one particular track, what we are used to. But Bhagavatam's way of thinking, Rishi's way of looking at things is totally different. And we are not able to go in that direction because our mind is conditioned in a particular way. So that is why this avataram has been spoken. Incarnations are spoken there. Incarnations, if you look at it that way, it is a little bit easier to understand this creation. If you go through the pastimes of different incarnations, if you look at it that way, that Malsyam, Kurmam, Varaham, Narasimham, and again, Varahamurti came and lifted the earth from the casual ocean and brought it on the tusk and carried it all the way. So it gives you a different dimensions to the whole thing. So it was that time Brahma deliberately says to Narada Maharshi, if you study the incarnations, different incarnations what spoken, and if you go through that route, you will understand this creation process in a different way. So that time Narada Maharshi asked him, which incarnation? Who are these incarnations? He says to him, I want to hear about that. And he says to him that mainly, he said, there is 24 incarnations. Mainly. Some places you will say 10. Isn't it? In the major 10 we say. But major, minor is all based on our mind. As far as Krishna is concerned, everything is an incarnation here. We are also Krishna's incarnations. Everybody is a Krishna's present inside is an incarnation there. But before we come to that, that understanding comes at a very later date, much later. Initially, you start with the first 10. And then you start expanding, you come to this 24. And finally, Krishna himself says, avataram asankhyoyam, and I myself don't have an account of my own incarnations. Krishna is saying that when he spoke to Muchukunda. Remember that? Muchukunda Stuti, you will see this. Krishna is saying to Muchukunda, how many times I have incarnated, I don't know myself, he says. Because so unlimited it is, continuously expanding that Brahman. And from there, these incarnations. But mainly, he says here, that let us look at these 24 incarnations in this. Brahma picked up those 24 and he started speaking from them, from that 24 incarnations. This is the reason behind that, and we'll read that. Saptame Bhagavad Leela Avataram Brahmanodhita Naradayadu Thalkama Prayojana Gunai Saha. Krishna's avataram, different avatarams, and activities in different incarnations, and the benefit from that, and the gunavishesham, that means it is how that has benefited the creation. All these things in the 7th chapter, Brahma is saying to Narada Maharshi. Brahma vaja, yatro didakshidalodharana ayabibhral. All these chapters are difficult. When you read through, you won't feel any connection with it. But that you will understand that later on, when you go deeper and deeper absorbed in the Bhagavatam, then you will say their relative importance in the Bhagavatam for them. They have a relative importance in the Bhagavatam. When Bhagavatam compiled, Vedavyasa Maharshi had to accommodate everybody in there, to bring everyone. People with all kinds of questions, how creation has come. And he has to answer that. So therefore, that's the way it is presented here. And again, creation process is spoken differently in different Vedic literature itself. That's literature. And just like you can see, creation is spoken in the Bible, Quran, everywhere, isn't it? But they're all different one to another. So people generally, because people are used to mind and intelligence, they don't understand the spiritual aspect of it. So they will simply reject everything, saying that everything is bogus. But it is not like that we see Bhagavatam's creation. We have to look at Bhagavatam's creation because Krishna is, Brahma is saying to Srinarada Maharshi that the creation happened in this particular way to satisfy our hunger to know about that. But some point in time, when you have gone far in the Srimad Bhagavatam study, all these things are irrelevant to us at that point in time. Yatrodya dakshidalodharanaya bibhral kraudintanim sakalayajnamayim anandam andarmaharna ubhagadam adidaityam tam dvamstra adrimiva vajradaro dadaram jato rujo rajnayal soyaman suyajnam akudisunu sunu ramar amaranatha dakshinayam logatraya samahadi maharadyadartim swayambhuvenam anuna hariritjanuktam Jeje karma the kardama grihe dujadeva hutiam, stribisamam no biralpagadim somatre, uje alpashamalam guna sangabangam, asmin mituya kabila segadim, prabede, atre rabatema pigam shanama hadushto, the tomaya hamil yel bhagavan sadata, yel pada bangajabaragaba vaitra deha, yogardima, mardima, virubahim idu hai hayadiam. Taptam tabo vidhilogas is rachayami, adosanal sodavasajadusanu, will prakalpasam blovinashtami halmadatum, samyak jagadamaneo, edajachadal men. Dharmasya dukshadeksha duhidejanishta murtiam, narayano naredi sodava prabhava, drustualpeno bagodo nema velopam, deviestan anger for the nagadidum nasheku, kamam dahandikrudino, Nanu Rosha Drishtia Rosham, the Handamodadena, Ahandya Sakhyam, Soyam Yadandramalam, Provision Bibedi, Kama Katham Nupunarasam and Ashreda, Vidha Sabatni the Batribirandirajno, Balo Bison Nubagadastava Sevenani, Tasma Ada Drubagadim, Granade, Prasano, Divyastu and Dimeneo, Idubaya Dastal, Yedwen Mulpadagadam, Dijavaki, Vajram, Viplushtapavishavagam Nireya, Badandam, Shtatuatido, Jagadibutravam Jalepe, Dugdha, Vasuni Vasuda, Sagalani, Yena. Napira Sam Shamamas and Devisunu, Yove, Chajara Samarg Jayoga Jeriam, Yalpar Maham Semrashe, Padamamandi, Susta Prashandagarnam, Perimukta Sangaha, Satre Mamas Bhagavan Hashir Shado, Sachal Sayat Nubir Stabani Yavarnam, Chando Mayomukamayoka Deva Alpa, Vajo Bubu, Ushadi Shosado Sianasta, Malsio Yuganda Samay Manino Belebdam, Choni Mayo Nigila Jivaniga, Egeda, Visram Sida, Nupay, Salili, Mukhan, me, Ada Yatra Vijaha, Rehaveda Morgan. Chiro Tadavara, Amaradano Yutavana, Unmutnamurdam, Amurdalabdhema, Adideva, Prashtena Kachapo, Vabur Vidadara Gotram, Nidrashan, Odri Parivarta, Kashana Gundu. Trivishtavuru Payas and Simharubam, Brutua Brumal Krugadi, Damstrak Ralavatram, Daitendravashu, Gadaya Vipadandam, Ara Duro Nibata, Vidadara Nakhais, Purandam, Anda Sarasurivalena Vadegrihido, Grahena Yudavadirambujahastama, Artha, Ahedamadi Burusha Hilaloganada, Tirsa Shrava, Shravanamangala Namadheya, Shutua Haristamaranathanama Prameyam, Chakravida, Padagaraja Buja, Diruda. Chakrena Kravadanam Minivati Dasna, the Ste Pragihi Bhagavan, Kabayo Jahara Jayan Gunaira Vajopedi Sudanam, Logan Vijakramayman Vithaha, Yetnya, Shmam Vamane Jagrahe, Tribada Chalena, Yatnya Amrde Padijan, Prabhir Najalia Artho Balera Vidukramabada Shaujam, Abashigadra the Vado Vibuda Divatium, Yovai Pradeshadamadena Jagirshadanya, Alpana Mangahirasha, Shirasa Hare Bimene. Tubhim Janara the Basham Bhagavan Vivardha, Bhavena Sadhu Beridishto Vacha Yogam, Yanam Jabhagavadam, Almasatu Dibam, Yadwasu Deva Sharanam Viduranja Seva, Chakram Jalakshavihadam Shadha, Dashasu Swadejo, Anundareshu, Mayuam Shadaro, Pibarti, Dushteshudajasadamam, Vedadal Swakirtim, Satye, Trapurushtam Shadim, Pranayam, Charitrai, Danyun the Rishavagavan, Soyavagirti, Namna, Andranam, Burujam, Dujama, Shuhandi, Yejabhagam, Urda, Irava, Viruntam, Ayushaveda, Manusha, Savadiria Logi, Chatram Chaya, Vidinobodam, Mahalma, Brahmadrukjidavadam, Nagati, Ipsu, Uddandesava, Venikandagam, Ugravidium, Trisapta, Kutta, Udhara, Parashadhena, A small prasada sumuka kali, Kalaya Kalesha, Ikshogumsham, Avadija Guru or Nideshe, Tushan Manam Sadeida Nijama Vivesha, Yasmin Miridya, the Shakandaram Arti Marshal Yasma Ada Asma Ada Duda Tadiru Utamayanga Vebo Margam Sabadiribiram, Haravadi Daksho, Dure Sukhan Madirosh, Sushona Drishtia, Tada Pyamana, Magaro, Aganaka Chakra. വക്ഷസ്ഥലസ്പർശരുക്മനോഹേന്ദ്രവാഹ ദന്തേർ വിടംബിത കുബ്ജുഷ ഉഢ അസം സദ്യോപി സഹമനീഷരഹർത്തുർ വിസ്ഫൂരിതേർ ധനുഷമുച്ചരതി സൈനി ഭൂമേശ്വരേതരവരൂധിവർദ്ധിതായം ക്ലേശവീയായ കലയാസിത കൃഷ്ണകേശ ജാതക്കൈഷരി ജനാനുപലക്ഷ്യമാർഗം കർമാണി ജാത്മമഹിമോപനിബന്ധനാനി തോകേന ജീവഹരണം ഉലൂകികായ ത്രൈമാസിക സേവതാശകടോപവൃത്ത യദ്രാംഗദാന്തരഗതേന ദിവിസ്പൃശോർവ ഉന്മൂലനം തിഥരഥയോർജുനയോർന്ന ഭാവ്യം യദ്വൈ വ്രജയ വ്രജപശൂന്മിഷോദയഭീധാൻ പാലാം സ്വജീവ യദനുഗ്രഹദൃഷ്ടിവൃഷ്ട്യ തച്ഛുദ്ധയോതിവിഷവീരി വിലോല ജിഹ്വം ഉച്ചാടയിഷ്യദുരകം വിഹരൻ ഹൃദിനിയാം തൽക്കർമ്മദിവ്യമിയന്നിശനിശയാനം ദാവാഗ്നാശുജീവനെ പരിദഹ്യമാനെ ഉന്മേഷതി വ്രജമതോ അവസിതാന്തകാലം നേത്രയപിതായ സകലോ അനധിഗമ്യവീര്യ ഗൃഹീതയുപബന്ധമുഷ്യമാതാ ശുൽഭം സുദസ്യനതു തത്തതമുഷ്യമാതി യജ്രംബദോസി വദനെ ഭൂനാനി ഗോപി സംവീക്ഷ ശങ്കിതമനാ പ്രതിബോധിദാസീൽ നന്ദം ജമോക്ഷതി ഭയാദ്വരണസ്യ വാശാൽ ഗോപാൻ ബിലേഷു വിഹിതാന്മായ സൂനുനാ ച അന്യാപൃതം നിശ്ചയാനമതിശ്രമേണ ലോകം വികുണ്ടം വനേഷതി ഗോകുലം സ്മ ഗോപേർമഹേ പ്രതിഹതേ പ്രജവിപ്ലവായ ദേവേഭി വർഷതി പശുൻ കൃപയാരി രക്ഷോ ദാർത്ഥോച്ചലീന്ദ്രമിവ സപ്തദിനാനി സപ്തവർഷോ മഹീന്ദ്രമനഘേകരേ സലീലം സലീലം ക്രീഡന്മനി നിശേഷാകര രശ്മികുര്യം രാസോന്മുഖ ക്ലബദായ മൂർച്ഛിതേന ഉദ്ദീപിത സ്മരരുചം വ്രജവൃദ്ധുദൂനാം ഹർത്തുർഹരിഷതി ശിരോധനധാനുഗസ്യ ഏജ പ്രളംബര പ്രളംബഘനദർദുരകേശി അരിഷ്ട മല്ലേഭ കംസയവന കുജപൗണ്ഡ്രകാദ്യം അന്യേജ സാല്വ കവി ബല്ലുല ഇല്ലുലദന്തവക്ത്രം സപ്തോക്ഷശംബര വിധൂരത രുക്മിമുഖ്യം ഏവാമൃതേ സമിതിശാലിനാത്മജ അഥജാവം കാമ്പോജ മത്സ്യ കുരുസഞ്ജയ കൈകയാദ്യ യാസ്യന്ത്യദർശനമലം ഫലം ഈപവാർത്ഥം വ്യാജാഹ്വയേന ഹരിണാനിലയം തദീയം കാലേന മീലിരുദ്ധിയാമൃശ്യനൃണാം സ്വകായുഷാം സ്വനികമോപത ദൂരവാര ആവിർഹിതസ്തനീകം സഹി സത്യവത്യം വേദദ്രുമം വിടവശോ വിഭജിഷ്യതി സ്മ ദേവദ്വിഷാം നികമവർപ്പണ നിഷ്ഠിതാനം ഭൂർഭിർമയേന വിഹിതാത്മന അദൃശ്യദൂർഭി ലോകാൻ ഘനതാമതി വിമോഹമതിം പ്രലോഭം വേഷം വിധായ ബഹുഭാഷ്യത ഔപധർമ്മ്യം യർഹി ആലയേഷു വിസദാം ന ഹരേ കഥാസ്യുഭാഷണ്ടിനോ ദ്വിജജനാമൃഷളാനൃദേവ സ്വാഹ സ്വധ വഷഡ് ഇതി സ്മ ഗിരോനയത്ര ശാസ്താ ഭവിഷ്യതി കലയർഭഗവൻ യുഗാന്തേ സർഗേ തപോഹമൃഷയോ നവയേ പ്രദേശാം സ്ഥാനേജ ധർമ്മമഹമന്യുമരാവനീഷ അന്തേതുധർമ്മഹരമന്യുവശാ സുരാദ്യമായാവിഭൂതയമാം പുരുഷത്തിഭാജാം വിഷ്ണോർന്നുവീരങ്ങണാം കൃതമോർഹദീഹ യാ പാർത്ഥിവാന്യവികുർവീർ ബ്രഹ്മമേരജാംസി ചസ്കമ്പയസ്വര യസ്വരഭസാ ഭരദാത്രപൃഷ്ടം യസ്മാതൃസാമ്യ സദന ഉരുകമ്പയാനം നന്ദം വിദാമ്യഹമമീ മുനയോഗ്രജാസ്തി മായാബലസ്യ പുരുഷസ്യ കുതോപരോ യേ ഗായൻ ഗുണാന്തശ ശതാനീനം ആദിദേവം ശേഷോധുനാഭി സമവസ്ഥിതിനാസ്യ ഭാരം യേഷാംസ ഏവ ഭഗവാൻ ദയേത് അനന്ത സർവാത്മനാശ്രിതപദോ യതി നിർവ്യളീകം തേ ദുസ്തരാമതിതരന്തിച്ച ദേവമായാം ദേഷാം മമാഹമിതി ധീ ശുശ്രകാലപക്ഷേയം വേദാത്മമംഗപരമസിഹിതുകമായം യൂയംബവശ്ച ഭഗവാനത് ദൈത്യവര്യ പത്നീമനോസജ മനുഷ്യതാത്മജാശ്ചം പ്രാചീന ബർഹിപുരപുരംഗ ഉദദ്രുവശ്ച ഇക്ഷ്വാകു അയളമുജകുന്ദു വിദേഹഗാദി അരഘു അംബരീഷ സകര ഹയനാഘുഷാദ്യം മാന്ത്രാത്രാവർക്ക ധന്യു അനുരന്തി ദേവ ദേവവ്രതോ ബലിരമൂർത്തരയോ ദിലീപ സൗഭര്യുദംഗശ്രീദേവർപരാദം സാരസ്വതോധ്വപരാശരപുരുഷേണ യൈനി ഭീഷണനു ഉപേന്ദ്രദത്ത പാർത്ഥ അർഷ്ടിഷേണ വിദുരശ്രുത ദേവവര്യാ ദേവൈ വിദന്തി അധിതരന്തി ച ദേവമായാം സ്ത്രീ ശൂദ്ര ഹൂണ ശബരാഭി പാപജീവ യദ്ധ്യത്ഭുതക്രമ പരായണ ശീലശിക്ഷ തിര്യജ്ജനാവിക്കുമോ ശുദ്ധാരണായേ ശശുൽ പ്രശാന്തമഹയം പ്രതിബോധമാത്രം ശുദ്ധം സമം സദസദ പരമാത്മതത്വം ശബ്ദോ നയത്ര പുരുകാരകവാൻ ക്രിയാർത്ഥോമായാ പരത്യഭിമുഖേ ച വിലജ്ജമാന തദ്വൈ പരം ഭഗവത് പരമസ്യ പുംസോ ബ്രഹ്മേതി യദ്യുദരജസ്രസുഖം വിശോകം സദ്രംഗയമ യതയോയമകർത്തഹേതിം ജഗ്യസരാടിവ നിപാനഖനിത്രമിന്ദ്ര സ ശ്രേയസാം വിഭുർഭഗവാൻ യതോസ്യ ഭാവസ്വഭാവിഹിതസ്യ ഹൃദപ്രസിദ്ധി ദേഹേ സ്വധാദ്വികമേനു വിശീര്യമാണേ വ്യോമേവ തത്ര പുരുഷോ ന വിശീര്യതേ ച സ്വയം തേമിഹിതസ്മാദാ ഭഗവാൻ വിശ്വഭാവന സമാസേന ഹരയന്നാനി അന്യസ്മാൽ സദസച്ചയൽ ഇതം ഭാഗവതം നാമമിന്മേ ഭഗവതോദിതം സംഗ്രഹോയം വിഭൂതീനാം ത്വന്മേനത പരീകുയേ യഥാ ഹരോ ഭഗവതീന്ദ്രനാം ഭക്തിർഭവിഷ്യതി സർവാത്മന്നഖിലാധാരേ ഇതി സങ്കല്പ വർണ്ണയ മായാം വർണ്ണയതോ മുഷ്യൈശ്വരസ്യാനുമോദിത ശൃണ്വത ശ്രദ്ധയാ നിത്യം മായയാത്മാ നമുഹ്യതി ശ്രീമത്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ പാരമഹംസ്യം സംവിധായം ദ്വിതീയ സ്കന്ധേ ബ്രഹ്മനാരദ സംവാദേ സപ്തമോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ഇൻ ദി എയ്ത്ത് ചാപ്റ്റർ അഷ്ടമീദേഹ സംബന്ധമാക്ഷിപ്പൻ ഇശ ജീവയോ Bahuin Parishita Prachal Puranarthan Bhubulla Siddhan. So here Parikshit is asking a question that how come the Supreme Truth has got a body, a form? Ashtame Deha Sambandham. How this Deha Sambandham has happened? Deha Sambandham means a body. How it has come into existence. And Ishvara, the controller, the supreme power, how that power has got a form, and Isha Jiva Yoho, Jiva and Ishvara, that relationship. Number of questions Parikshit wanted to ask. So you will see this next chapter is all Parikshit, nothing else. Parikshit asked a number of questions to, and therefore this chapter is called Prasnavidhi. Prasnavidhi means Prasnam. Prasnam means problems. Questions, in other words. Number of questions, one after the other. After hearing the last chapter, Brahma and Narada discussions, Parikshit got so much doubts, one whole chapter Parikshit asked questions to. After reading that chapter, we'll summarize it. Rajavaja brahmana chudido brahman gunakena gunasyaja yasmai yasmayada prahanarido devadarshana edadvedavichamidatumedavidam vera harer albudavirisa katha lokasumangala Yavanayam Vaipurusha Yatavai Vai Pratak Tavana Savidi Prokta Samsta Avayavaniva Ajasrajadi Budani Budal Mayanukahal Darshayana Drumunabi Palpa Samal Bhava Sajabi Yatra Vrisho Vishwastitul Bhava Peya Mukto Alpa Maya Maya Shashade Saraguha Shaya Purusha Vaivar Saloga Sabala Purugal Pidaloga Mushaviva Sabale Ridishishrama Yavan Galpovi Galpova Yatakalo Numi Yade Budavayol Chodamayurmanam Jayel Sada Kalasyanugadirya tu lakshmi deni brahatyavi yavatyakarmagadiyo yadrashir dujasatama yasmin karma samavayo yathayena upabrihyade gunanam gunam jiva parinamam abhid sadam bhupadala bhavadala gubnyam vyoma graha nakshatra bhubradam saril samudra divanam sambhavasya yadoga sampramanamandagonshasya bahya abhyandararyo yadada mahadam jani jiridam varna ashrama vinischaya yugani yugamananja dharmo yascha yuge yuge avataranu jiridam Yadaschedamam Hare, Nanam, Sadharno Dharma Savisheshaya, Adrisha, Shorinam, Rajashinam, Jadharma Kritre, Shujivadam, Tatuanam, Berisankanam, Lakshanam, Hidden Lakshanam, Purishara, Adravid Yogasya, Adyalpina Seja, Yogeshuri, Ishuri, Gidalinga, Vangasti, Yoginam, Vedavidarmanam, Vidhasavaranayo, Samblosaravudanam, Vikrama Prasangrama, Ishtap, Utasayamanam, Truvarda Sejayo, Vidhi, Yeschanishinam, Sargam, Pashandas Sejasam, Bhava, Manovandamoksha Uja Vivastanam Surubadam, and Alpandro Bhagavan Vikrita Alpamaya Visrajavai Hamaya Mulas Sakshiva Divo Sarva Meda Chavan Prachadevani Burvasha Tatudvar Hasida Hartam Prabhanaya Mahamuni Atar Pramanam Hibhavan Parameshti Alpabo Parechihani Dishtandi Purvesham Purvajekradam Snameva Savabarayandi Brahman Ashanada Ashana Adami Pibhado Achadabi Yushanyatra Vida Dijar Shri Suta Vaja Saupamantru Rajya Kathayam Salpade Brahmaradu Prisham Brida Vishnu Adena Samsadi Praha Bhagavadana Uranam Brahma Samidam Brahmane Bhaval Proktam Brahma Galpam Upagade Yadal Parekshi Krishma Pandu Namani Prachadi Anuurvenadal Sarvam Akyadu Pachakrame, Srimal Bhagavate Mahavirani, Paramahamsyam Samhidayam, Jidiyaskande, Prashnavidirnama, Shtamodhyaya, Sarvatra Govinda Nama, Sangirtanam, Govinda Govinda. So, we will come to the summary of these two chapters after a break. Cheto Darpanam Arjanam Bhaumaha Davagni Nirvavanam Shreyakaidava Chandriya Vidaranam Vidyavadu Jeevanam Anandam Budivardhanam Pradivada Purna Amrada Swadhanam Sarvatna Subhanam Param Vijayade Shri Krishna Sangirtanam Nannamagari Bahudanya Sarva Shakti Pidani Vidas Parani Nagala Heda Drushitava Kriba Bhagavan Mamabhi Udaiva Midrashamiha Janina Nuraga Tranaravishuni Chena Sahishnuna Amani Namana Dena Kirtaniya Sada Hari ധനം ന ജനം ന സുന്ദരീം കവിതാം വാ ജഗദീശ കാമയേ ജന്മനി ജന്മനി ഈശ്വരീ ഭവദാ ഭക്തിരഹൈ ദുഹിത്വൈം ജകിങ്കരം പതിതാമം ഷമേ ഭവാംബുദൌ കൃപയാ തവ പാദപങ്കജ സ്ഥിത ധൂളി സദൃശം വിചിന്തയ നയനം ഗളദശ്രുധാരയാവതനം ഗദ്ഗദഹൃദയാ ഗിര ഗംഗാമഗ്രഹണേ ഭവിഷ്യതി നിമിഷേണ ചക്ഷുഷാ പ്രാവിശായിതം ശൂന്യായിതം ജഗൽസർവം ഗോവിന്ദ വിരഹേ നമേ ആശ്ലേഷ്യവാ പാദരതാം വിനഷ്ടുമാം അദർശനാം അർഹതാം കരോതു വാ യഥാ തഥാ വാ വിദദാ ദുലംബനോ മൽപ്രാണനാഥാസ്തു നൈവ നാ പരാ. Brahmanarada Samvadam means Brahma and Narada talking to each other, and then Parikshit asking questions to Shuka Brahmarshi. These are the two chapters which we just read. Sri Narada Maharshi very respectfully in front of Lord Brahma asked these questions, and Brahma answered them. And in that answer, Brahma mentioned there that Purusha Sukta Pratipadyam. That means how Purusha Suktam prayers, remember this Purusha Suktam prayers later on comes also in the when Krishna Avataram, when Krishna's appearance happened, all the demigods prayed to Krishna through the Purusha Suktam prayers. So those Purusha Suktam prayers talks about Krishna's incarnations as this Viral Swarupam, is this universal form. And Krishna, who has been presented in the Purusha Suktam as the universal form, Viral Swarupam, where he is present everywhere in everything. There is no place where he is not present, only he exists. It is in that way Brahma explained about Krishna to Narada first. That is what Brahma Narada Samvadam is all about. Brahma is saying to Narada that this whole universe, what you are seeing, creation, whatever you are seeing, is nothing but Krishna. Which is the same way he is glorified in the Purusha Suktam prayers also. So, Purusha Sukta Pratipadyam, that means the way it is spoken in the Purusha Suktam, in the same pattern, Brahma explained about Krishna to Sri Narada Maharshi in that chapter. And he wanted to say there that except Krishna, there is nothing here. That means purely in terms of Atma, the soul. That's what he is saying there. Only Atma is present, nothing else here. And whatever we see here, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grastham, Vanaprastham, Sannyasam, all of them is nothing but Krishna's manifestations in one form. And similarly, all the five material elements is Krishna. They are not different from Krishna. Then if you ask the question, what exists outside Krishna? Is there anything without Krishna? Nothing. Sarva Kalidam Brahmam. And so in order to understand that Upanishad statement, Sarvam Kalidam Brahmam, it is one of the, like the four Mahavakyam. You know the Mahavakyams in the Upanishads. Prajnanam Aham Brahmasmi, Prajnanam Brahmam, I am Atman Brahma, Tattvamasi. These are the Mahavakyams. Similarly, another vakyam equally given importance is the Sarvam Kalidam Brahmam. Everything is Brahmam. That realization, everything is Brahmam. So, and in order to give us that understanding, Krishna has taken the form of Viral Swarupam. This Virad. Virad means this universal form. So, in make it a little bit more simpler for us to understand and for the human society to get some relationship with Krishna, Krishna thought what is the best process to develop for the living entities to have some relationship with Krishna. And that is why different avatarams came. Incarnations have happened. And in that avatarams also, different incarnations, there are Purushasya Bhumna. Leela avatara and Purushasya Bhumna, says there. out of mercy he has done that, different incarnations. And in that incarnations there are Mayavataram, Gunavataram, Lilavataram, all different, with different motives, these different avatarams have come, incarnations. Some relation with the pastimes, sometimes in relation to the modes of nature, sometimes in relationship with Maya, Krishna has accepted different forms. So, in three ways, these incarnations are generally classified. So, what are they? Mayavataram means that that's the first one spoken. That is Krishna manifesting as five material elements. That's Maya. Mayavataram. It is in Krishna's incarnation that is these five material elements. In other words, all the elements and all the objects what you find in the creation. That is called Mayavataram. Then Gunavataram. Gunavataram means Krishna manifesting in the three modes of material nature. That's called Gunavataram. Satugunam, Rajogunam, Tamogunam. They are called Gunavataram. And different manifestations based on the modes of nature. Based on the modes of nature. And you will see there in that verse, he mentions there that these verses are, this chapter is a little different than the other part. It is not like in the first canto. It's a little difficult, it gets here. That you will see. He is explaining the 24 incarnations in that 7th chapter. And there in the 39th verse he says there, Sarge tapoham rushayo navaye prajesha stani cha dharma makhamanyu aravanisha andeto dharma harava nivasha suradhyam maya vibhudaya ima purushakti bhajaha. Maya incarnations. In other words, he says there that that Maya incarnations means Maya has got the gunam, isn't it? Three modes of material nature, who has got it? Maya. Prakriti has got that. Krishna has not touched by modes of nature. Nirgunam. He is Nirgunam. So, the three modes of material nature, Sattvagunam, Rajogunam, Tamogunam, has got only for the Maya. So, to take incarnations in accordance with the Maya means Brahma is saying, one of them is me. That means, Sattugunam, Krishna incarnated again as, through Rajogunam as Brahma, through Sattugunam as Vishnu, and through Tamogunam as Shiva. That is what the three incarnations are called, Mayavataram. Based on the modes of nature. Based on the, Gunavataram, based on the modes of nature. So, so in that way, Vishnu is another incarnation. Shiva is also another incarnation. So, if you look at it that way, Navaye Prajeshaha, and again, for creation purpose, Krishna has to incarnate as Prajapatis. They are all Krishna's incarnations. Which are the Prajapatis? Mariji, Atri, Angirasa, Pulastya, Pulaha, Kradu, Brugu, Vasishta, Daksha. Prajapatis. They are all Krishna, Narada, 10th one. Mariji, Atri, Angirasa, Pulastya, Pulaha, Kradu, Brugu, Vasishta, Daksha, Dashamatatra, Narada. So these 10 also, or Prajapatis, they are also Krishna's incarnations. So who is not Krishna's incarnations? Everybody, in other words. So then, Krishna has to incarnate again as Manus, as Manu, isn't it? Swayambhava Manu, Swarajusha Manu, Raivada Manu, Uttama Manu, Tamasa Manu. The number listed there, in the 8th canto you will see different Manus spoken. They are also Krishna's incarnations. If you look at it this way, everything, if you start looking at this way, finally what happens? Malsya Kurma Varaha Narasimham Vavanam. All the other incarnations, they all gradually, they all of them will turn out to be either Mayavataram or Gunavataram or Leelavataram. You will fall into one of these three categories. that you have to see that relationship. What Mayavadara means, what Gunavadara means, what Leelavadara means. This is a subtle side of that. That we are, generally what happens is, when we read Bhagavatam, we'll see, oh, they have put three categories. We think, oh, Krishna belongs. But why these three categories? That's the question. How the different modes of nature affects Krishna's incarnations in different forms. And sometimes it is for Leela, Leelavadaram. Sometimes it is Gunavadaram. Sometimes it is Mayavadaram. So, in essence, all the Rishi sages are also Krishna's incarnations. They're also, and similarly, Devarishis, Sri Narada Maharshi, they are all Krishna's incarnations. In the first canto, you will see in the third chapter when we discussed 24 incarnations there. There he mentioned Rishayo Manavo Deva. If you look at that first canto, you will see there. This incarnation thing is a different concept, isn't it? In other religions, they don't talk about these incarnations. It's specific to the Vedic philosophy. So, there what they have done, they're trying to make it. You see, Vedic philosophy is a mixed combination of so many things. It's not just one person came and started a religion and gone back here. Here, there are so many factors. That's why in the Bhagavad Gita, when Krishna talks about kalam, time has a big influence on our philosophical understanding. Karma has an influence. Maya has an influence. Who is Jiva? That has an influence. Ishvara? That has an influence. Material nature, Prakriti. All of them together, only you can understand Vedic philosophy. It's not one person has come and started, oh, you all follow me, and then for the rest of the life you start discussing who is God, your God, my God, his God. There is no such thing. There's only God exists here, nothing else exists here. But to understand that God in this way requires some effort to understand it in this particular way. Only then you can understand that why there is no question of fighting about God, who is God. God is only there, exists only God, nothing else exists here. So you'll see here in the third chapter, in the first canto, there is a mentions there, yeah. In the 27th, Krishayo Manavo Deva, Maniputro Mahaujasa, Kala Sarve Hare Reva, Samprajedaya, Samprata Prajabadayastada, Krishayo Manavo Deva, Maniputra Mahaujasa, Kala Sarve Hare Reva, Saprajabadayastada. Prajapati is Manus, they are all Krishna's incarnations in different form. But they will fall into one of these three, Mayavadaram, Leelavadaram or Gunavadaram, depending on that. So while we are breaking up into these three categories of Mayavadaram, Gunavadaram, Leelavadaram, in these three categories when you break them up, there is also Amshavadaram, then Kalavadaram, Purnavadaram, and Pariburna Avadaram. Depending on the particular incarnation, these all given names given to that. Some of them are Amsha Avadaram, partial expansion we say. Kala Avadaram, Kala, Krishna's one Kala that has come. Purna Avadaram, like we say Ramachandra is a Purna Avadaram. And Krishna we say is Pariburna Avadaram. Umbhita Avadaram, isn't it? So, so, ultimately, all these incarnations have come from original sources, Krishna says, Bhagavatam, and therefore, Vedavyasa Maharshi mentioned there, Edaja Amsha Kala Pumsam, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is that truth from all these incarnations have come. So, if the mind has to go there, why Bhagavatam is saying like that is to see Krishna in that way, that it is He who is present in all these incarnations in different forms. Same one power who is present there in the spiritual world or spiritual sky, which easy understanding. He is manifesting in different forms under different names and different titles. And so that our mind goes up to Him and get some relationship with Him. Therefore, Bhagavatam is saying, E Deha, Amsham, Kala, Pumsam, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. It's all that one truth who is present there, who has come in all these different dresses. am sitting here. So Bhagavad Kala Swarupam, he has manifested in different forms and performed different pastimes in different incarnations, isn't it? So Brahma asked Narada Maharshi that when I am saying all these things, you could be in a shock, isn't it? How all these things are, this whole creation is going on like this, isn't it? Narada Maharshi says to him, I'm not surprised actually. Is this all exaggeration? He said. That's how he puts it. Is this all exaggeration? But I can ask you this because you are my father. You won't misunderstand me when I ask these questions, he said. So when he said that, Brahma smiled. Brahma smiled at that time. Because he says here that it is not exaggeration, my dear son. Brahma says to Narada, it's not exaggeration. Look at that verse. Brahma answered that question. If we look into the sixth chapter, ...33. It's a very interesting verse in that Brahma's reply. Na bharadi menga mrusho valakshyate, na vaikvachin me manaso mrushagati, na me krishikani patandya salpade, enme hrida ulkandyavadha drudo hari. He's saying here that because I am always thinking about Krishna, whenever I talk about him, that when things that came in me, inside me, it's always the truth. Always the truth. And I cannot speak any lie, he says. ഈ ഭാരതീമേങ്ക കൃഷോഭ ലക്ഷ്യതേ നവൈ കൊചിന്മേ മനസോ മൃഷാഗതി. മൈ മൈൻഡ് വിൽ നോട്ട് ഗോ ഇൻ ദ റോങ് ഡയറക്ഷൻ ടു ചീറ്റ് എനിബഡി. ഐ വിൽ സ്പീക്ക് ദ ട്രൂത്ത് ആൻഡ് ഐ എം ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് വൈ ബിക്കോസ് ഹി സ്പീക്സ് ട്രൂ ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് വൈ ഹിസ് പ്ലാനറ്റ് ഈസ് കോൾഡ് സത്യലോകം. യു നോ ബ്രഹ്മസ് പ്ലാനറ്റ് ഈസ് കോൾഡ് സത്യലോകം, ഇസ്ന്റ് ഇറ്റ്? ബിക്കോസ് ഹി ഓൾവേസ് സ്പീക്സ് ദി ട്രൂത്ത്. And he says there, not only that, whatever I hear is always the truth. I don't hear anything else. So, the same thing the Upanishad will say in a different way, what Brahma is saying here. There's such a close connection with Upanishads and Bhagavadam that Bedram Karnevi Shuniyama Devaha. There's a whole another verse in the Upanishad that everything what we hear, let that be always truth. Let falsities don't come to us like that. So, whatever may be the senses, if senses are engaged in the upasana of the absolute truth, and in the devotee language, if you say, whatever you see here is only Krishna, that is the truth. But we don't have the realization of that. That does not mean that is not the truth. I may not have realized it. But truth is what is spoken. Everything what you see is Krishna. Everything what you see here is Krishna's incarnation. Another, to make us again and again more aware. Because if you see Krishna everywhere, what will happen? What's the benefit? Benefit is this. Raga dvesham will go from inside. That's the idea behind it. To see everything as Krishna's incarnation. If you start seeing that, Raga Dvesham will go. That means, today we are looking at people through the body, isn't it? Bodily identity. We are in the bodily identity, we also look at others in the bodily identity. When you look from bodily identification to another person in a bodily identification, there must be Raga Dvesham. That is the principle. Without Raga Dvesham, you cannot live here. Because it's through the body you are looking at. So, to free us from this bodily identity, from the very beginning in the Bhagavadam itself, this principle that you look at everything as Krishna's incarnation. Krishna is present there, in that person. If you see it that way, that ragam and dvesham towards another living entity, that's an early way to wipe it out from inside. Remember in the Bhagavad Gita, what Krishna says about raga dvesham, isn't it? Raga dvesha vimukteistu vishayan indriyaischaran. So, that is the only opportunity there. So, therefore, whatever you are seeing is Krishna. Whatever you are hearing about is about Krishna actually. And whatever you are offering is also goes to Krishna. If you are doing something in the family, therefore this is a very higher principle. Only thing is we don't know or take notice of it. For example, even in family life, what is expected of us, whatever service we are doing to each other, it should be with this understanding that Krishna is present in that body. I am serving Krishna even though you may be serving wife or children or husband or parents or anybody. With that concept, if you serve, this raga dvesham will disappear from inside. That is the underlying principle behind it. The rishis understood that to recognize Krishna is present everywhere and accept as a service to Krishna all services, to categorize them into that, that's a way to come out of it. Similarly, for example, if you are performing any pious activity or charitable activity, so you are giving prasadam to some people, even at that time, you should not look at that person as though he has come to eat. What you have to recognize here is that Krishna has come to eat and Krishna is having prasadam. Krishna is taking prasadam. In that way, if you offer that, kartrutvam bhoktrutvam won't be there. I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, won't be there. Krishna has come, it is Krishna's property. Krishna is having prasadam. And therefore, I am the doer, I am the enjoyer will come out of it. So, that is also another aspect of ragadvesham. This kartrutvam bhoktrutvam also. So, to free ourselves, this is the principle behind it. That is the reason why rishis are insisting this. Same thing you can see. In the early days in the Upanishads, they are telling you, Matru Devo Bhava, Pitru Devo Bhava, Adhiti Devo Bhava, Acharya Devo Bhava. All of them, you are seeing them as the manifestation of Krishna. Why? A guest is seen as Krishna has come to eat. Father is a representative of Krishna. If Krishna is manifested as father, mother is a manifestation of Krishna. Looking at everyone in this way, eventually we will come to understand that there is only Krishna here. And that way the mind will get released from ragadvesham. That is the purpose behind it. So here you can see that all these vibhuti, what is spoken here, or opulences, so maya vibhuti, what it is called, maya vibhuti. Maya's vibhuti is all this is, what is spoken here, that naram is ayanam. Naram means that water. One who lies in the water, that is how this word Narayana has come. One who has accepted naram as ayanam. So, that you will see Lord Brahma says in his prayers. If you look into Bhagavatam, you will see in the 14th chapter of the 10th canto that Narayanastam Narabhu Jalayanam, that Narayana is you, he says, who is lying down in the water. So, everything he is seeing there, Brahma is explaining to Srinarada Maharshi here, that everything what I am seeing is nothing but Krishna's manifestation. Krishna's manifestation, everything what I see, everything what I hear, and therefore, because it is like that, whatever I say is always truth. This is Brahma's point. Brahma is saying here, Narayanastum nahi sarva dehinam almas chadisha agila loka sakshi. If you look into the 10th canto, Brahma put it there in the Brahmastuti. In the Brahmastuti, he mentions there, Narayanastum nahi sarva dehinam alma sadisha agila loka sakshi. And it is in that 14th, yeah. Narayanastvam nahi sarva dehinam almasadisha agila loka sakshi Narayanongam narabhu jalayanam tachabhi satyam natavaiva maya. This is all tachabhi satyam natavaiva maya. It is your maya, but whatever I have spoken is also the truth. Also the truth. Narayanastvam nahi sarva dehinam almasya. All living entities alma is Narayana. Narayana is the Atma of all the living entities. Narayanastum nahi sarva dehinam almasya adisha agila loka sakshi. Narayana angam narabhu jalayanam tachabi satyam na tadaiva maya. And that truth is what is spoken in them. And that's what he is saying here also, that the that there is everything, whatever I am saying, Brahma is saying, everything what I speak is in relationship with Krishna. I only see it, everything as Krishna's manifestations. So if I have spoken anything, how can that be exaggeration? He says to Narada Maharshi. He is making Narada Maharshi understand that Brahma saying things is in relationship with Krishna. He says here that, let me tell you the truth, he said, if nandam vidamyaham, if I have to make that exaggeration something, exaggeration means what? To say something about, to talk about something which is not existing, or making it bigger, isn't it? Making it bigger. So Brahma is saying to Narada Maharshi, what is existing alone, I can't explain. What to talk about exaggerating it? It's not possible. So what is already exaggeration means if you increase it more than what it is, isn't it? Only then it becomes exaggeration. But Brahma is saying to Narada that what I am talking about, I am not even able to explain everything what already there. So where is the necessity for exaggeration? It's no exaggeration at all. He says, I have got only four faces and four tongue. And if one tongue is tired, I start with the second tongue. And with these four tongues, I am continuously talking about it. So I am continuously speaking with these four tongues and still I am not able to complete it. But leave me alone. Even Adishesha, who has got thousands of tongues, and with that thousands of tongues, this Lilavadaram, Mayavadaram, Gunavadaram, he is continuously glorifying that, and he is not able to complete that. He is not able to complete that. So how can that be exaggeration? You will see that he mentions there, in that 7th chapter, if you look in the 41st verse, it says there, that Naham Vidamyaha Mahimane Yograjaste Maya Balasya Purushasyam Maya Balasya Purushasya Kudo Apareye Gayan Gunan Dasha Shatananam Adideva Shesho. Adishesha, which is 10,000 with his thousand tongue, he is glorifying Krishna. Adhunabi samavasyadinasya param. Even he is not able to do that. Where is the question of exaggeration? What can I exaggerate? He says there. So, after saying that, he says to him that make a claim that I can speak about Narayana or Krishna completely. I can't talk about it. But when we talk about Krishna, everything will look as though it is exaggeration. It will look exaggeration, isn't it? Because when you look at the pastimes and all that, so many things, when you read, it's exaggeration. It appears like that to us. But he says there, Brahma is saying here, you can say like that, but in reality, you can't exaggerate about Krishna, because his qualities and his leela or pastimes are such that you can't even say anything more than what's already there. Even that you can't even complete it, he said. Even what exists, his glories, even that cannot be spoken. What to talk about exaggerating it? So when Narada heard that, he got more excited about it. He wanted to talk about it. Then talk to me about that Supreme Lord, about whom we can't speak enough. And even Ananta Adishesha, who has got 2,000 tongue, and he can't even complete talking about Krishna. And even my father, who has got four faces and four tongue, he can't talk about it. So please explain to me to the extent what is possible for you about him. And it is interesting to hear about that personality or truth. And if you can say, talk about it, it is interesting for me, and that should be the goal of my life. Narada felt it that way. Narada wanted to hear about Krishna when he heard these verses from Brahma. That is how Narada Maharshi's Shraddha has woken up inside by these words from Brahma. So, then he asked him, that's when Narada Maharshi got interested. He said to Brahma, is it okay if I go around and talk about Krishna in this way? And is that okay? Leelavadaram, Gunavadaram, Mayavadaram. That is what I was going to tell you, he said. Brahma says to Sri Narada Maharshi, this is what I was going to tell you. You'll see there in the 51st verse. That idam bhagavadam namam yenme bhagavado didam sangrahoyam vibhudinam tomedad vibhuni kuru. This is how the beginning of Bhagavadam, Brahma and Narada Samvadam. Brahma is saying to him that I have given you very little what I have spoken about. It's so little it is. Idam bhagavadam namam. The name of this is Bhagavadam Puranam Brahma Samhitam. Brahma has approved that. How? Samgrahoyam vibhudinam. Samgrahoyam. Krishna's glory is in essence, in a very condensed form, sangraham form. I have given it to you. Tome dad vibhuli kuru. You expand that. Glories of Krishna. You can expand that further. They are rishis, isn't it? So they can do that. Sangrahoyam vibhudinam. Tome dad vibhuli kuru. Then he says, but one thing. When you expand things, this one thing you should bear in mind, that is that words, yada harer bhagavadi nranam bhaktir bhavishyadi sarvatman akhiladharam iti sangalpa varnaya. This is the principle. You see, when we read Srimad Bhagavatam, when we read the commentaries, you are seeing differences there. Sanatana Goswami will say one way, Sridhara Swami will say another way, Vishwanatha Chakravarti will say a different way. Why? Because of this verse. Yadha harer bhagavadi nrinam bhaktir bhavishyadi sarvatmanna khiladharam idhi sangalpa varnaya. You can glorify Krishna to any extent, but ultimate purpose of all that glorification is that a devotee should feel more devotion to Krishna. Yadha harer bhagavadi nrinam bhaktir bhavishyadi. If bhakti develops in the heart of a person, if by speaking, because Brahma is saying, I have not spoken anything false, everything is true. You can't even speak Krishna's glories and say to someone that I got all the glories of Krishna. You can't even say that. It's so difficult that is. Adishesha trying, he can't do it. Brahma tried, he can't do it. What about us then? So he's saying here, yatha harer bhagavati. But the principle is this, that whatever you are saying, nranam bhaktir bhavishyadi, he should develop bhakti towards Krishna. That is the principle. So remember I mentioned before, this thing called truth and fact, you have to always bear that in mind. Truth is, bhakti is the truth. Krishna is the truth. If I have said something, and if it has developed some good thoughts in your heart towards Krishna, that's bhakti, and that is the truth. Not what you see with your eyes and ears. That is not the truth. That is fact. Truth and fact are two different things. It is on the strength of that this is spoken. Because you can see, if you have said something about Krishna and it has developed some attachment to Krishna in your heart, is that not the truth? That is more important. Not what you have seen with your eyes and what you heard with your ears. We are such people, only what we see is the truth, only what we hear is the truth. And that is our whole problem. With that mood, if you study Bhagavatam, you will be in serious trouble. Bhagavatam you have to study like this. Yadha harer bhagavadi nranam bhaktir bhavishyadi sarvatman akhiladharam idhi sangalpa varnaya. With this sangalpam, you can go on talking about Krishna to any extent, provided that sarvatman akhiladharam, everything is, basis is Krishna. If Krishna is, if a very, very tiny devotion develops in the heart of a listener by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, what is spoken is not important, the after effect is important. If that person has become Krishna conscious, a little more than what he was before, whatever that is spoken is acceptable. That is the principle. The Rishis way of, Rishis are not like us. They look at it from a different plane. They are seeing things. We are here like the scientists, isn't it? Want to verify everything. As far as Rishis are concerned, there is only one truth, Krishna. Nothing else. Everything else is false. The world is false. Body is false. And all our interactions are false. All the vyavaharam is false. And they are not looking for truth in any of these things. The truth they are saying to us is, if you realize Krishna, the truth, then that is the truth. That's the only truth. Everything else is bogus, false. Krishna mentions this in the Agadasham, isn't it? Kim badram kim abhadram va dvaitasya vastuna kiyal vajoditam tarnardam manaso dhyatam evacha. Whatever you are talking through your mind and intelligence, you are thinking all the time it is the truth, it's the truth, it's the truth. It's not the truth, because everything comes from your mind, from your words, from your actions. It's all false at the end in relationship with the truth. Real truth is Krishna, not of these. Do you see that difference? Kim badram kim abhadram va dvaidas, because this is all coming from dvaidam. Which one? These interactions in this world. Dvaidam means I am separate, you are separate, he is separate, she is separate, and everything, we are having interactions. And that interactions we are saying, I am right, she is wrong, he is right, he is good, he is bad. Krishna says, what meaning has it all got? Because first of all, body is a false thing. The world is a false thing. In this falsity of the body and the world, you are saying this is right and this is wrong. Kim badram kim abhadram va dvaidasya vastu. From dvaidam all this is coming. Vajoditam tadanardam. All you are speaking is all lie. And tadanardam, everything is nothing but anardam. Manaso dhyatam evaja. Why? Because it has been manufactured by your mind and your thoughts. So you can see from where the rishis are coming from. Once you understand this point, then Bhagavatam will be easier. Then you can appreciate why truth and fact is different. Fact is something what we say, I have seen this, I saw the accident, I reported to the police, I am a witness. That's fact. But that is not the truth. Truth is only in relationship with Krishna. Nothing else. So that is what Brahma is also saying here, that samgraha, it is on the strength of that this verses are written. Which one? Idam Bhagavadam Namam Enme Bhagavado Didam. Otherwise, you know, if you don't understand this and if you read these verses, what will you think? What will you think? You will think, Brahma is another nice storyteller. He also is writing stories and he is telling Narada, you also make up stories and you also speak. People hear all these things and then they say, I think this whole thing is a story, isn't it? Bhagavatam is nothing but a story. But they don't understand that why it is like this. Idam Bhagavatam Namam. You must always take the side of the rishis, because we are following them, not the public, not the scientists. We are following the rishis. Rishis know what is right and what's wrong, and they are telling us the truth is this, that Krishna is the truth. Everything else is false. So to establish that, you have to go in this direction. Always accept truth different from the fact. Fact is what senses perceive. So so here, samgrahoyam vibhudinam tomedad vibhili guru. So he says to Narada Maharshi, you can expand as much as you want. Nothing will go wrong. Provided that that whatever you are spoken, yadha harer bhagavadi nranam bhaktir bhavishyadi sarvalmannakhilatharam iti sankalpavarnaya. With that understanding, keep on talking about Krishna. Nothing will go wrong. Nothing will go wrong. This is a special agreement with Sri Narada Maharshi and Brahma. So, Brahma Narada Samvadam, this conversation between Brahma and Narada is based on this principle. That, and so he says to him, Brahma says to Narada Maharshi, that Krishna's glories, vibhuti, opulences, in other words, in a very limited form, I have given it to you. In a very limited, very, very condensed form, I have spoken to you. Just like Brahma is busy, isn't it, with creation. That is his main activity. That's going on. Sometimes when you are doing something very busy, and your son or daughter came and sat on your lap, and you want to get it off him because you are busy with something else. You will say something and tell him to go away from here. He said, has Brahma done like that here? That question will come. So, our little Narada Maharshi, who was at that time, Sri Narada Maharshi was sitting in Brahma's lap when this conversation was going on. So, he so told Narada Maharshi, when he heard this, Narada Maharshi got so excited after hearing about Krishna in this way from his father Brahma that he jumped out of his lap. And Brahma told Narada Maharshi, you keep wandering around in this whole creation talking about Krishna. But always there should be one goal. What is that? That I have not given this to you, understanding to you, not as your father. What Krishna has given to me about himself, and you have to accept it that Krishna is instructing you as well. Don't take it that I am giving it to you. It's Krishna is giving it to you, directly to you. In that way you have to accept it. And it is in that way I have spoken these words. These glories of Krishna. You have to accept it like that. Not that it has come from me personally. It has come as Krishna has spoken to you. And that is why that last verse in the Bhagavatam. Kasmayena vibhasito ayamatulo jnana pradipapura tadruvena cha naradaya munaye krishnaya tadruvina. That sitting in the Brahma's heart, Krishna has spoken. Sitting in Narada's heart, Krishna has heard. Sitting in Narada's heart, Krishna has spoken. Sitting in Vedavyasa Maharshi's heart, Krishna heard. In that way, that system goes. So Narada Maharshi says to him, I have understood this now, and I will also remain in the same way as Krishna is present within me, and I will speak the Srimad Bhagavatam to someone, to a listener who is also situated in the same way. And then what is the benefit? Benefit is labhadehi dharmai, that dharmam will get represented everywhere, and there is nothing else to be done in this world except this. But there should be always one goal while speaking Srimad Bhagavatam. What is that? The person, those who are hearing, they should develop bhakti in the heart. And so while talking about Krishna, Krishna's pastime, Srimad Bhagavatam, this sankalpam should always be there, that it generates bhakti in the heart of the listener. In the heart of the listener. No other sankalpam is necessary. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, glories of Bhagavatam, if you look into the Padma Puranam, what is the benefit of hearing Bhagavatam? That is so many things spoken here. But that should not be taken as the goal. There what you will see is, if you hear Srimad Bhagavatam, you will get this benefit, that benefit, that benefit, so many things spoken there. If you are looking for wealth, you will get wealth, you will get fame, you will get this, that and the other. But that should not be the goal while hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the goal what Bhagavatam, Brahma and Sri Narada Maharshi wants us to hear. So, so because if you remember, there in that connection with that story, which story? Gokarna story. There, the idea was that he wanted to come out of his ghostly existence. Dundukari, isn't it? And similarly, so many material desires, fulfillment, all that is possible according to that verses there. But when we come to Srimad Bhagavatam, that kind of mentality must go from inside. And only thing is to develop bhakti in the heart, nothing else. To give up that, to get that understanding, bhakti alone is the goal. So, katha shravana, while hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, there should be only one and one goal, that is how to develop Krishna consciousness or bhakti inside. Similarly, while speaking from Srimad Bhagavatam, as well as the sankalpam should be there to the speaker as well, that he develops bhakti in the heart of the listener, and in that way it should be spoken. And this is instructions from Brahma to Sri Narada Maharshi. And this Sugha Brahma, she said this to Parikshit. At that time, Parikshit got a little bit shaken by these statements. Like that, he says, immediately he said, that if this is the way Bhagavatam is to be understood, Parikshit got very excited about it after hearing this. That Srimad Bhagavatam is not an ordinary literature. It has got certain very peculiar features which you will never read while reading any other book, isn't it? Can you imagine a statement like this? Yadha harer bhagavati drunam bhaktir bhavishyadi sarvaatmanna khiladharam iti sangalpa varnaya. Who else will say like this? Brahma is giving a free license to Sri Narada Maharshi. You can speak about Krishna, but provided this understanding that the person who is listening should do. If it is developing bhakti towards Krishna, whatever you have spoken is all truth. That's the principle. If it is developed bhakti towards Krishna. If it has not developed bhakti, then even if it is a fact, it is a lie. You see that? How the rishis understand it? Rishis want only one thing, that we become Krishna conscious. That is their goal. They don't care what you have done in this world, all your vyavaharam in this, it doesn't matter to them. That is why when we talk about truth, they say, Satyam Param Dhimahi, four kinds of truth is spoken. Pratibhasiyam, Vyavaharigam, Satyam, Asatyam. Four kinds of truth exist. This will come in the Brahmastudhi, again Garbhastudhi. You will talk about that. Yeah. So, why four category? Vyavahariga Satyam is not Satyam because Vyavaharam itself is false. So, where is the Satyam there? Then, apparent reality, which is called Pratibhasiyam. You take it that it is Satyam, but actually that is also not Satyam. Many things in this world we consider as Satyam, but they are not Satyam. They are not the truth. Truth is only Krishna. Only when we say Krishna, you have to remember, take it in this way, Atma. Atma is the only truth here. Body is not truth. Senses are not truth. Mind is not truth. Intelligence is not truth. None of them is truth. All our transactions are not truth. They are all false. So, to go beyond all these things and to touch that truth. So, therefore, if while talking about Krishna, if it develops bhakti in the heart, purifies the person, that is the truth. That is the underlying principle. So, Brahma says to him, so when Parikshit heard this, he got so excited. And this is the way to understand Krishna. He started seeing in a different perspective altogether and he says to him that explain to me everything. That is why you will see in that fifth verse, that eighth chapter, fifth verse is that Pravishta Karnarendrena Swanam Bhavasaroruham Duno Dishamalam Krishna Salilasya Yatha Sharal. Now, when you read this, you can understand why people find it difficulty with Bhagavatam. They are coming to Bhagavatam and reading Bhagavatam like they are studying other books. And they are not finding any head and tail. They can't understand this. So many things are spoken in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And you are thinking that, is this all true? And then you start looking into the commentaries and you get more confused after that. Then you start questioning the commentary also. And finally you reject everything. No, that is because our concept of the truth is false. We have got it wrong all there itself. So, he says here, and then he says to him, that everything when I created, Brahma says here, everything that's been created here is, please explain to me the speciality of all this creation. And in that process, don't drop anything, especially incarnations. And if you are willing to do that to me, Parikshit says here, that I have something to ask you, that when did Krishna say deliver all this knowledge to Brahma? When did Brahma get this understanding? When did this happen? I would like to hear that as well. And in that way, Parikshit is asking all the questions in that 8th chapter. And it is at that time, Brahma present the 4 verses. Chadushlogi. I got it in the form of these 4 verses. Bhagavatam. So, you can see from this, when you read Srimad Bhagavatam, you have to keep a different way of looking at things. It can't be the same way like we study other book. That's why I'm saying these courses, seminars and all a complete waste of time. It won't get you anywhere. There you are doing it exactly like the way you are teaching mathematics and physics and chemistry. It doesn't work because Bhagavatam's way is different. These primary principles you have to understand in the Bhagavatam. Only then you can absorb it in the proper way. So he says here that four verses Brahma is going to present there. Then Shukha Brahma, she is preparing himself to talk about all other things in the pastimes, what comes later. Because 7 days he has to pass through and talk to, keep Parikshit occupied with that. But message is very simple. But because it's coming from a self-realized soul, immediate effect in Parikshit. In the 12th canto, 5th chapter. Up to that time, he has talked 7 days, he has been talking about Krishna. But that pinnacle or that climax is in that 5th chapter. When Shukha Brahma, she says to him that you are not born, you will not die. One thing. You are not born, first of all, you will not die. But that realization has to happen from heart to heart. And that's what happened there. And with that, the chapter is over. So we'll discuss it tomorrow. All glory to Srila Prabhupada. All glory to Srila Prabhupada.